Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio for Friday, April 18th. It's Good Friday. Hopefully you guys are doing fantastic out there, ready to do a bunch of yard work this weekend or hunt Easter eggs with the kids and all that kind of good stuff. Philip Kohlberg, along with other Europeans, begging to start the show early. I don't know. I don't know about you guys. Fan of the Era. What's up, Fan of the Era? Trump isn't deporting anyone. Orkin Man with the good news. Orkin Man reminding us of the good news on Good Friday. Trump isn't deporting anyone, and Fox News and help him cover it up. Well, Trump isn't going to get off the planet with us and go to the all-white home world because he didn't deport enough people, that's for sure. At least not yet. I don't know. Maybe his alter ego will get in. I'm surprised he even talked this much about deporting that many people. If you don't expect anything, you're just never disappointed. I was asked a hard question yesterday and asked to answer honestly. I chose my race. Well, Fox Die, always choose white first. White first. Yeah, I appreciate you guys tuning in. And let's get on with the show. I appreciate you guys sending stuff in. You can always send things in to me at the P.O. Box. Fan of the Era planting some trees. What type of trees are you planting? Because I have to plant some things, too. I have to dig up some old bushes and plant some new ones. I think I'm going to go to Costco. They got some nice stuff at Costco for the money, as far as bushes and trees go. What are you planting? Are you planting some type of giant tree, small tree? Leaving Odyssey? I don't know what's going on with Odyssey. I'll make a decision in a couple weeks to push on through to Rumble, that type of thing. I mean, we still put up everything except Sunday's show on the paywall, and I'll probably put up Sunday's show as well. A couple of peach trees. Oh, wow. Okay. How big are they? Are there small ones? It's kind of cool. Peach trees. I don't know. I like those white peaches. Organic white peaches. I wonder, would a pagan choose their race over their religion? Yeah. Pro-whites are pro-whites. They're going to choose race. $20 baby ones from Home Depot. You know, Home Depot stuff, sometimes those plants at Home Depot work, and sometimes... I've had plants from Home Depot that did okay, and I've had plants from Home Depot that did not do okay. I don't know what to make of them. Home Depot and Lowe's. I like the local nurseries better. And I've heard good things about certain things at Costco, but I think it just depends. I don't know. It could depend on the supplier as well. It's one of those things, you know. What's up, Desi Mac? Turkey this weekend. Are you smoking it? You got the outside smoker going, Blue Nose? Let's head on over. We have Will I Am. This is pretty graphic. You can tell that the whites are getting a little bit restless over all the black crime. We got Conan the Barbarian serving notice on Africans in America. This is Conan the Barbarian AI. Holy cow. Cover the little kid's eyes. Run from last year on the ground gave some good fruit. Yeah, my guess, Fan of the Era, is always about the Home Depot. Not necessarily the plant, but the plant suppliers, so on and so forth. You know. It's pretty graphic. Well, not pretty graphic. It's very, very graphic. Whew. How would you like to be a Chicago PD officer with your hands tied? I'm sorry, did Chicago PD outsource their jobs to Scotland Yard? The simplest fix for violent thug resisting arrest is already on their utility belt.
No, man.
Oh, man. There was a time when the Chicago PD would just crush you.
No.
Well, actually, there was a time when all the PDs would do that in these large cities. And they still will if you're white.
No, give me a size, dude. Give me a size.
We got a white guy and a black guy. What's up, global chat? Hail Tim, hail the chat.
Give me a size, dude. Give me a size.
Oven style, no smoker this time. Okay.
He ain't even do nothing, though, man.
Give me a size, man.
He ain't even do nothing, man.
Give me a size.
He ain't even do nothing, though, man.
Give me a size, man. Give me a size. Give me a size right now. Give me a size, man.
They want to fight with cops like this? One morning, they're just going to start gunning them down.
Give me a size, man. Give me a size.
It's like one officer's white and one officer's mixed race.
Give me a size.
He's black, but he's pretty light skinned.
Give me a sergeant. Give me a fucking sergeant. Give me a sergeant. Give me a sergeant. Give me a sergeant. I don't want to talk to y'all, none of that shit. Give me a sergeant, man. Give me a sergeant. Give me a sergeant. Give me a sergeant. Give me a sergeant. I'm not trying to kick it out. I don't want to do none of it. Y'all ain't get my name, none of that. Give me a sergeant. No, man. No, man.
This, of course, is encouraged. Blacks encourage all kinds of dysfunctional behavior, but, you know, yeah, they're, like, literally wasting all of our time trying to arrest these people. Ireland is an ancient country with unique traditions. We're going to actually play. Tucker Carlson interviewed the man of the hour over there in Ireland, and since he didn't know, like, what looks to be a Masonic cult, we're going to play probably the whole interview on tonight's show, just because. We'll get to that here in a few. Let's listen to these Irish girls sing. This is in Gaelic, I would imagine. Okay, they can sing. They can sing. That's all in Gaelic. If I pronounce it right, Gaelic? Gaelic? Salute from Nickeltown. What's up, Roy Thomas? Salute to you. Yeah, the diversity among our race, all the different ancient tribes that are now little countries being flooded. Let's see what's up with this. What's Tom Hennessy putting up here? Okay. All right. I see where we're going here. Okay. I'm all on that.
Kids,
this is what we practice for.
This is what we practice for.
You guys catch the sign? What's up, Aaron White? What do you got going on for Easter? It's pretty funny. These kids on X, what will they think up next? This is impressive. Now, every once in a while, you see a dude mess with Legos. I haven't messed with Legos since I was little. I think I had like a moon landing set when I was little. Legos? Legos Moonlander or something? I don't know. Oh, man. How many of you think of Rome? This is Rome. Imperial Rome Phase 2.
Over the past 6 months, I've been steadily sharing hundreds of clips highlighting the 3-month building process for Phase 2 of my ongoing project to build all of ancient Rome. We've seen 2 new hills, including the Quirinal and the Esquiline, discovered all new typologies like the Imperial Thermae, including the baths of Constantine, of Titus, and of Trajan. And we've also thoroughly explored new areas like the grand plazas and colonnades of the Imperial Fora, and the frenetically claustrophobic density of the Saburo neighborhood.
You gotta respect the autism. You've gotta respect it. I'm gonna turn my cam off just so you guys can respect it. This level of autism is insane. Can you imagine all this fight?
The diorama now consists of over 211,000 bricks and counting, and is well on its way toward a million. Thank you for following along, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the...
How do they do these Lego custom parts? 3D printer?
...imminent start of Phase 3 development. Until then, that which is done well enough is done quickly enough. Festina Lente.
Holy shit. He's got a Patreon. Damn.
Over the past 6 months, I've been steadily sharing hundreds of clips highlighting the 3-month building process for phase 2 of my ongoing project to build all of ancient Rome.
Yeah, he is wearing latex surgical gloves. That's pretty funny.
We've seen 2 new hills, including the Quirinal and the Esquiline, discovered all new typologies like the Imperial Thermae, including the Baths of Constantine, of Titus, and of Trajan. And we've also thoroughly explored new areas like the grand plazas and colonnades of the Imperial Fora, and the frenetically claustrophobic density of the Suburra neighborhood. The diorama now consists of over 211,000 bricks and counting, and is well on its way toward a million. Thank you for following along, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the imminent start of Phase 3 development. Until then,
we got a little emperor in there.
That which is done well enough is done quickly enough. Festina Lente.
Unbelievable. The levels of autism. These guys that dream about Rome, starting building them in Lego. Had a Lego castle? Maybe it was a Lego castle I had. I think it was like a Moonlander or something. I don't know. Any news on the pyramids of Egypt? No. Now, what they should have done, though, Orchid Man, they should have done a proof of concept with that technology, because that technology is being called into question, which is par for the course when you undo of all of them. I mean, they pretty much just decimated whole narratives we've been fed, which was par for the course. But they should have taken the technology out, this particular radar, or if that's what it's called. It's like a radar. They should have done a proof of concept in an academic paper on a known underground structure. Let's say an underground mine or a maze or, I don't know, some kind of known underground structure that's already been laid out, and say, you know, here's what we have. Here's what we're doing. And here's the proof of concept that it works. They should have done that like a year or two before they did the smackdown on the pyramids. Now, there could be a logical reason why. But they didn't do that proof of concept. And that's kind of the only flaw, maybe. But saying that there wasn't going to be something extraordinary underneath them is somewhat flawed. It's just, it hurt a lot. He rustled a lot of jimmies. He rustled a lot of jimmies. Speaking of rustling jimmies, teen who filmed himself yelling, "Hail Hitler," as he kicked a transgender woman, so it was a man, in the head has been jailed. It's kind of funny, actually. I said free this fella, and a lot of people are upset over that. He's committing actual violence. Well, I don't know. Maybe the faggot was hitting on him or something. Or maybe he was just highly irritated. Well, maybe he's just a good kid, didn't do nothing wrong, just had a bad day. I mean, it's not like white kids normally go around kicking other whites in the heads, yelling "Hail Hitler." So what'd you do to stir him up? You can't just stir up a bunch of white kids, then all of a sudden they start acting like, well, like they have like rights and stuff, or that they have a right to a civilization and things like that. And if you have a right to it, well, you got to protect it, right? This type of thing. Natural rights, natural law, and then they walk around and start doing stuff, and then you get all upset over it. So, you know, it's kind of how it works, unfortunately. You know, I wouldn't do this simply because you're going to jail for a long period of time. It's kind of counterproductive right now. But what's up, Mike Darrow? I appreciate the entropy. Gotta appreciate how completely the described scene is. Yeah. Can we please see the video? Exactly. I mean, normally white kids like this don't run around yelling "Hail Hitler, nigger," or no, he said "Hail Hitler," kicking a faggot in the head and stuff like that. So you really got to do a lot to our race to get them upset. Now, one of the great critiques of our race is that we're either calm as cats or acting like Pol Pot. Well, he's acting like Pol Pot. But here's the thing. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. You stir the pot long enough, you're going to get all kinds of kids upset. Now, I don't think this is necessarily the good approach because he's obviously smart enough. We don't want him off the street during Ragnarok and tied up in jail and stuff like that when he could be out running around, you know, waging war on a lot more faggots when the time comes, you know. Really seems like conveniently a lot of white supremacist shit is happening all of a sudden this month. Project Esther grooming or just a coincidence? I think it's probably all of the above. I mean, the stuff is just all over the place. You have way too much violence against whites. Now, what's different this month than any other month? Well, it seems like every month a lot more whites are looking at it and realizing that we're in some type of race war and we've been it for decades and we're just not clued into it. It's like you're reaching that critical mass. Also, you can get a lot of attention for doing this. And you know, blacks have their heroes. You know, Rojava, yeah. You didn't have to remove that, Aaron White. But, you know, right to self-defense against AIDS, sure. Which one is better? Guys, Entropy or Buy Me a Coffee? Buy Me a Coffee is instant. I don't know how long it'll be up, but it's instant. And I like some diversification. Entropy will work. It's just they take a while to pay out. And if something happens, you're not getting your money for a while, but they will get you your money type of thing, you know. So it really depends. I'm trying to diversify between Rumble, Entropy, and Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee, you can keep things private. You can hit that button and keep things private if you want to. You know, the nigger noticing has begun. Exactly. So that's kind of why. I mean, I don't have really any preference other than I'd like some diversification. Now, with Buy Me a Coffee, you can have memberships. I don't know how long I'll have it. All these companies have weird rules. Buy Me a Coffee has weird rules. Rumble could crack down any given day. We don't know the future. I just take it day by day. But they do pay out, like, immediately. That's why. You know, it ends up in the bank account immediately. So that's why a lot of guys are looking at different options that are, you know, faster than Entropy would probably be perfect if they paid out every 2 weeks. That way you wouldn't be tied up, wouldn't have so much money tied up with them if something goes wrong. I've seen something go wrong a couple times. It wasn't their fault, but it did take them about two and a half months to get us our money, which is somewhat challenging. You know, it's par for the course, though. Scene from India. Let's see what the scene from India is telling us. What's up with this band? Some type of youth movement. Holy cow. All kinds of problems there. Yeah, here's this Indian in the news. She was identified Priya? Yeah, this one right here. Oh, why'd they bleep it out? They're bleeping out. Her dropping the hard R. But anyways, they're all trying to go after her job. Trying to go after her job. Mm-hmm. What level of infatigue does Priya have? Is that how it's pronounced? Whatever the level, I'm thinking 9,000. I can assure everyone is absolutely warranted and likely overdue. This is her right here. I don't know, maybe she's looking for a white nationalist boyfriend. Good luck on that one. But, you know, black fatigue, hard R fatigue. It is what it is. U.S. woman who fatally stabbed a man after he sexually harassed her in German subway station is spared jail, sparking fury from victim's family. I'm kind of amazed she was spared jail. Fatally stabbed a man, fatally meaning he died, after he sexually harassed her on German subway station. I wish we'd seen more like this. I would expect them to try to give her jail time or something, you know? Global Chat says, no one likes NIGs except boomers. Well, you know, it appeared to me something at the top of Western civilization likes them for some weird reason. We see this in very wealthy French families and French, at the top of the French civilization, France. We see this at the top of, especially at the top of the English-speaking world, there's some weird Afrocentrism. It even goes back to some art. There's a fascination with blacks. I think her name was Pyra. P-Y-R-A. It's the white man's burden. Yeah, it appears that way. Definitely appears that way. The white man's burden. Oh, I don't know. All right. Well, Mike, that did go through. MD, thank you for the five on... You should be able to type in a message, too, right? You should be able to type in a message. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's good it works. I appreciate that. Yeah, we'd like to diversify that. I'm going to run memberships on it or whatever. I'll use whatever I can as long as they'll let me. The fascination probably comes from the noble savage mythology. It definitely, you know, if you go back to Rousseau, and there was other French artists, this noble savage theme, this fascination with Africa, it seems to be guided by something, but I don't know. But even if you look at the family Candace Owens married into, the wealthy British aristocratic family, it's just all very weird and creepy. I gave it a shot, couldn't figure it out, but I'm not the smartest. How to leave a message, that is. It looks like, from what I see, hold on a second. Because this is kind of important. I have not thoroughly tested it myself, but I think you should be able to support Tim Murdoch. That's what it is. It's buymeacoffee.com/whiterabbitradio. Support Tim Murdoch. You enter the amount. You can enter your name or whatever. And then you can say something nice. You know, I would imagine so. Maybe you have to have an actual account with them to say something. I don't know. Or maybe you can't keep it private when you say something. Recent supporters. Let's see here. Okay, make that private. All right, I just made it private, by the way, Mike. Since you're using your name, Mike D, anyways, I'll make it private. I mean, you're using it on everywhere else, but we'll keep that private. But, you know, you can keep it private. You can do a variety of different things, I guess. Kind of crazy, but, you know. I don't know, but I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Yeah, we'll have to play with it more, I guess. It just popped up into that when I pulled that up. I still don't have all of it down. It has a lot of features. A lot more people are using it. It was just you had to buy a coffee, and a coffee was like $5, and they turned it into a whole entire tipping platform with monthly subscriptions and whatever else, so it's kind of expanded. My dad's a boomer and hates them all. Yeah, a lot of boomers are fine. But this U.S. woman got off. I was kind of surprised by that. The amount of people that are becoming aware of who's really pulling the strings is at critical level, and there's absolutely nothing they can do to stop it. Well, we'll see how many different parties they reveal that are pulling the lever besides Jews. I mean, there's only one group there that we see. So.
Yeah, but you have to wonder why.
Boomers are a mixed bag. I think Gen X is a mixed bag, although Gen X is more base than boomers. Just really depends on how wealthy they are, their upbringing, and where they're living now. Because let's say you grew up in all-white Americana. You know, you're basically sitting in all-white Americana. And you're trying to figure out everything in all-white Americana. Or not figuring out everything behind a giant 401k, then it becomes somewhat difficult. So there is some class relationship as well, you know. My dad is a boomer too. He hates blacks so much we talk and just say nigger, even if niggers are near. Well, there's a lot of hatred, a lot of dislike. There needs to be a lot of separation.
Yeah, but you have to wonder why. I feel like they want us to be talking about this.
Probably. I don't think they do. I think
well, Twitter talks, makes me
I think,
wonder.
Yeah,
that.
I think part of it's true, but I think part of it is just people are seeing the
Gen X is the baby bust. Far fewer true.
Your evil is happening in Israel. You see that any person that's like is not evil looks at this and sees dead kids and these people laughing and then lying.
They're talking about Israel.
They did the Hannibal directive to kill their own people. Any sane person is going to look and be like, they're going to start asking questions. So I don't think they can really control what's happening. They can't ban Joe Rogan. They can't ban Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson. So
but they can turn Tim Pool into even bigger a pussy.
Oh, yeah, he's a little cuck bitch. But there's other people. But there are people that are becoming. Look at the people that are speaking up. Look how popular Candace has got.
That's
she's
true,
getting
yeah.
bigger, you know.
She's getting millions of views. I don't even know how she keeps her YouTube channel, to be honest.
Well, obviously someone wants her talking about the things she's talking about. Of course, she does mix it with Flat Earth.
There's just too many people paying attention for them to stop it. Tucker's really been going harder.
Why would Obama want to overthrow Assad? Because Israel has run American foreign policy.
Wow, they just really did not level the sound in this clip. Woo.
In the Middle East for 30 years.
Why would the Dimona project, the Israeli nuclear program, would that conceivably have to do with the assassination of JFK?
And yeah, Tucker's another one.
Tucker's
yeah.
known for a while. Mm. A conversation with him, private conversation with him, you know, long, like over a year ago. And he's, I'm glad to see him finally speaking up a little.
I think that they're...
Okay, so these guys are talking. Okay.
And yeah, Tucker.
He's talked with Tucker.
Another one.
Tucker's
yeah.
known for a while. Mm. A conversation with him, private conversation with him, you know, long, like over a year ago. And he's, I'm glad to see him finally speaking up a little.
I think that they're attempting to manage it and failing.
Well, I think Tucker's known for a while. I think Candace is new and she's just honest. She may not be an expert in it, but she's.
Fascinating. Okay. The noticing amplified. Yeah, Candace, I don't know. I don't trust really any of them. We'll see who survives the storm and how it's going to go. Oh, a message did go through, Mike D. Let's see here. We all have bills to pay. Thanks for the show. Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. And Sven of TRS is also on X, barely. Well, depending on what you say, you can keep an account up. I don't know... I've got tweets limited over the past month since I've been trying to drive some impressions, trying to find out what moves really fast. Of course, Whites and Animals does well. White classic, like scenes from the 60s where everything's all white. Anything like that does really well in X. But as far as what you can say, it appears some people can say things that we can't. Some people, it's like our sector originated most of this stuff. It's just a fact, if not all of it. But our sector really can't say anything. We really can't drive the wedge we've driven on other platforms on X. We can't drive down that particular lane without getting continuously banned. Or actually keep from getting limited. You just get what they do is they limit the reach of that particular tweet, which is what they're doing. Let's see what Joel Davis is saying. Joel Davis is coming out a week from tomorrow.
If you are happy with the state of our country, you're a fucking idiot at best, or you're straight up fucked in the head.
It's fairly aggressive.
We don't want people to be happy. We want people to be fucking angry. We're fucking angry. Why do you go in black shirts? You look so militant. Yes! We are fucking militant! Do you think that we are going to beat these fucking Jews without being militant?
Well, you gotta be smart. You can use your head when everyone else is losing theirs. You know? Joel is passionate, par for the course, you know, it's fairly, he'll be on, Oh, man. Let's see what we got going on. What's up, Aaron White? Thank you very much. And it appears that that went through as well. Let's see if I made that. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, I can make things private on there on the back end too, which is what I'm doing, because you never know. You never know. I mean, in other words, when Aaron White just sent in 10, and I do appreciate that, I made it private. Now, I don't know if that's – basically, you have capabilities on Buy Me a Coffee on the back end you don't have on the front end, so I'm, like, making sure everything is fine, you know. You can't really trust anything. It's the society we live in. You know, Joel is good to have on. He's always got some interesting takes on stuff. 100%. He's part of the process. People don't, you know, people respond to different things. Like, wow, that's too aggressive or too over the top. The enemy is fairly aggressive, too. I don't think you can fight this enemy in a straight-on battle. I support those that do, but I've never thought you could fight and win in just a straightforward battle. You need everyone coming from whatever direction or gift they think they need to come from. In other words, let a million flowers bloom. And the reason I say I don't think the enemy, I never came to the ideal that, like, okay, I'm going to join a group and we're just going to go straight on at the enemy and we're just going to win that way. Simply because if it kicked out 109 countries. And the last ones that tried it, they definitely got them out of their country. But, man, did they bring down a hornet's nest, which was inevitable. I think you need a little bit more. I think you got to have a few more tricks up your sleeve. Although I don't counter-signal it. You see, some believe what I believe and counter-signal it. You know, I don't see any point in counter-signaling it, because there's always going to be whites out there that want to grab a sword and take the enemy head-on. You can definitely do that on social media and eviscerate them, and it's so bad that they got to just ban you outright or bring in talking heads to undermine things. The problem I have with Candace Owens isn't a lot of her basic stuff. It's just she mixes it with things that don't really go together, you know? But maybe she's just inquisitive. It's going to take a multifaceted approach to take the opposition on. Yeah, you need as many irons in the fire as possible. And Joel Davis and that those guys are part of that, you know. My assumption is if it was a head-on type of ordeal, it would have been over 109 countries ago. Or especially in National Socialist Germany, because those guys were smarter than us. And whatever they found out, good God. You know, I clearly found something out. You know, we will speculate more on that. Candace sort of poisons the well with kookery. Well, maybe she's just black. You know, I that might be the only reason they keep her up. Like, well, she's black and she's just poisoning the well with kookery. Government unveils counter disinformation strategy as minister warns of threat to democracy. Media minister Patrick O'Donovan said that the whole of society response is required to counter disinformation. Yeah, this is out of Ireland, I guess. Yeah, disinformation. And we do have major news out of Ireland. We have Conor McGregor on with Tucker. I was going to stream to YouTube, but since I'm going to play this word for word and shut it down from time to comment, I really want to hear what's going on there, because this caught my attention. Mr. Woods ran this one, and I really want to hear what they had to say. They're basically giving this in a Masonic hall, which is kind of some of the oldest Masonic halls in the West are in Ireland, I believe. Definitely in the United Kingdom, France, Germany, but this one's old. So since they're giving it in a Masonic hall, I figured we would just treat ourselves to listening to the whole damn thing, or at least major sections of it. Let me play you a soundbite that got my attention, like, okay, I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing live. So that's why I didn't stream to YouTube, because they could shut down my stream over playing live. What's up, Rebel Science? Candace is still friends with Mike Cernovich. Love the show. Candace is friends with everyone. At that level, everyone's friends with everyone, because not being friends with everyone is like a nuclear bomb or something like that. I've got a clip from Candace later that's somewhat disturbing. But even more disturbing is the truth.
In a million
but
years.
If they're paying foreigners to have kids, well, you can't afford to have kids. If they're shaking you down with the armed police, but allowing foreigners a pass, if they're paying to fix foreigners' cars but not yours, they hate you and they're trying to kill you, right?
It's an erasure. It's an attempted erasure of our people. That is it. I could have went all that way in the White House. I had to climb. You go incrementally up, right? You go in. Hey, you talk about a genocide. This is the genocide of our people.
Obviously.
But
I mean, you got to like the guy. You got to like the guy. He has a nice family. I would like to hear the conversation behind the scene on all these different groups trying to control the narrative. Because this whole entire narrative has its roots in American white nationalism, and they can't be comfortable with that. America, of course, itself has its roots in the founding documents, which at its root is American white nationalism. I mean, the founding fathers didn't come out and say they're American white nationalists, but, you know, being whites only immediately gets labeled something, right? White supremacists, white nationalists. The ideal that the Chinese are going to go into Africa and found a particular country for anything other than the Chinese is just silly, unless they do another Singapore. But you know what I mean. So the government is trying to wipe out his people. His solution is to run for the government. Well, that's a solution at the moment. Yeah. I never said I trusted anyone of these people. He'll have to be approved by the gate guard before he gets into the castle. We don't know enough about the gate guards right now. The gate guards... Well, let's go over Whitaker's definition of Western civilization. You have certain families that own everything. The definition of Western civilization according to our current elites. Certain families that own everything. Certain number of Jews that run everything, which appear to be your gatekeepers. And a certain type of central bank, meaning a private central bank. And the people are interchangeable. Well, if the people that own everything are rethinking that formula, they may be rethinking the formula at the gatekeeping level. Don't think they can't. Because the first thing you notice in National Socialist Germany is wealthy Jews are getting out of there and other Jews are not so lucky. Right? So the ideal that even a group like the Rothschilds, which would be obviously a certain family that owns a lot, although by any record they would be newcomers to the game only over the past few hundred years, but they've definitely left a mark. We don't know anything about the other families. They're just the ones that get the tag because of the Jew, the fly in the ointment. But we don't know enough about these families that own the Federal Reserve and what they're rethinking and what conclusions they've come to. I would venture to say, if you look at their particular inventory of humans, there's one particular group that they can't make an empire work with, blacks. And I've said this for 15 years probably, since day one, they've got to be looking at that inventory. Another thing they don't need, and they've admitted to this much, is they can replace a lot of people with robots, so they don't need migrants anymore. So might they be rethinking things in total? Sure. Absolutely. Do I trust any of them? No. I hope the heavens fall right on them. But from now till then, it's going to get interesting on this planet. Yeah. Who owns the Irish government? Well, the Irish government is basically owned by the United Kingdom and the intelligence services in and around the United Kingdom, but that can be bent backwards by America's FBI and CIA on any given morning. America, the financial muscle is London and Wall Street. Wall Street's the little brother, London's the big brother. The political muscle is always Washington. Washington always takes the lead. The defense muscle is always the Pentagon. The Pentagon takes the lead. The problem in general, the challenge with the fucking Irish, is that there's millions and millions of Irish. They have the largest diaspora in the English-speaking world. It's not even close. Well, they have the largest, most conscious diaspora. They're very conscious of their roots. Right? And that's a challenge if you want to start igniting a tinderbox. Because they might not just give up. You might just have whole segments of the diaspora one morning not give a fuck, which, hello. So, no. I mean, for the record, I've got family hundreds of years ago from Northern Ireland. A lot of them from Northern Ireland. They weren't poor, though, necessarily. They weren't poor. They were farmers that came in for land. Interesting story. Yeah, my middle name is actually a last name from Northern Ireland. But, you know, welcome to the South where my peoples are from, and welcome to the Scotch-Irish or whatever you want to call them. Way more Irish in the U.S. than in Ireland. Yeah, by millions, tens of millions. Look at Australia, look at the United Kingdom. And, the Irish are very difficult. There's a percentage, even Soros admitted this in one of his books. It's been 20 years since I read it, I think, that the Irish, when push comes to shove, he was asserting, when it comes to a sense of peoplehood and a sense of historic oppression, the Irish may one morning dwarf the Jews, meaning that the Jews have all this they carry on about from generation to generation. A lot of it's bullshit. He was saying the Irish have actually a lot of shit to carry on about from generation to generation, and there's a shit ton of them, part Irish and whatnot, you know? And they could be very difficult, especially if they choose to be. So, no, I think the Irish situation is very volatile and something they've looked at. So I think when we look at things like, well, nothing's really happening and this and that. But if your family's one of these families, and I don't even know, we only know a couple names that own all this shit, or that think you own everything, own all of Canada. You're looking at this equation and you're looking at this messaging bearing down using a new form of communication, which you need to run your fucking police state. You can't really control anything except try to make it illegal. What do you do? Well, you got to make moves on the chessboards. Now, what happens with one of these families that owns parts of Western civilization start making moves on the chessboard against other elements of the other families? That's also things we don't factor in. We don't factor in any of it because we're not in the back rooms. We just see Jews. We see their particular gatekeepers at the SBLC and the ADL, which have failed. They failed this new technology. I mean, just listen to what these guys are saying over and over again in mainstream news. Now, if they don't believe it, well, that's even more profound because they're forced to talk about it. Forced to talk about it to try to control an energy flow, which ultimately you cannot control unless you accept the basic premise of the founding stock of America, you know, which is basically the 14 words. I mean, the founding fathers of America didn't say the 14 words, but they did the 14 words. Any disagreement? Right? For whites only. What are the 14 words? Look it up if you don't know it. You know, McDonnell Douglas war pigs. What does that mean? McGregor probably messed up the spelling. Colonel McGregor and McGregor should start a podcast together. Would that be wild? Aren't the Irish firebombing migrant hotels? Yeah, they've got more than a few. They're trying to flood the place. I think what they like to do when they have a particular group is they like to, I mean, you're dealing with a very ancient Aryan island. When you deal with the United Kingdom, you're dealing with the same thing. And I think what they like to do is they like to flood certain areas to kind of make it like all hope is lost. I think this is basically their ideal. All hope is lost. Let's flood these ancient areas. And the problem with the Irish is they're getting a reaction. Now, some people believe McGregor is a controlled opposition. He might get in charge, and he might not be able to do half of what he thinks he can do. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. For ourselves and our posterity. Yeah, for ourselves. Now, that's actually in the Constitution. That's a problem with American immigration. That's the problem with the 65 Immigration Act. That's the problem with everything for us and our posterity. Besides white genocide, one of the things Whitaker was working on is that particular line, its constitutional meaning, and the idea that you could get hit with treason over that. And treason, of course, in America, we still have the death penalty. meaning you can't maintain posterity with open borders and any of that stuff, you know. Hibernian, not Aryan. Oh, I don't know about that. We have all kinds of ancient Aryan tribes. I'm not going to do any hair splitting. Aryan simply means white and noble to me, but you know, I'll leave it to Zeus and Odin and baby Jesus to start doing hair splitting over whites, or this is an Aryan and that's technically Aryan, and you know, this or that. In the end, they still need farmers, pilots, engineers, surgeons. Well, you need things to fix robots to run robots, and hell, the robots are even revolting, right? I'm going to show you some of that. But hold on, let's play with this guy saying. Let's see what they're getting up to here. Let's see if they're talking about anything. I can put it on a little bit higher speed if I have to. It's only 15 minutes long.
Conor McGregor, thanks a lot for having
me. This is at a Masonic Lodge. Masonic Lodge, for heaven's sake.
Having us. This is one of the great, Dublin's one of the great cities in the world.
It is.
For sure.
I wish I could go there.
The best city in the world.
You can make a claim to that.
For sure.
Walk around Dublin for a day and then, you know, think of five better cities. Not possible. It's an amazing place. It's an amazing country. How's the country doing?
Yeah, no, like a lot of countries in the Western sphere, it is being governed by, you know, people with ill intentions of its people.
Yes.
And, you know, they have not got the interests of their people at its heart.
No.
However, our country stays.
We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Yeah, if you don't think the Founding Fathers lived that, well, that became, in late 20th century, that became controversial, the idea that you want to secure an existence.
Strong. Our people are strong-willed, strong-minded, and we are of amazing spirit. And it's about highlighting the issues that are going on, and as we have been doing, it's turning. We will get there. I am not going to sit here in front of you with a doom and gloom about the things that are going wrong. I will highlight, for sure, but I will highlight the solutions and the resolutions and where we are headed and keep the outlook positive.
Yes.
That is what has worked for me my entire life and my entire career, where I was able to rise up and do things that were once considered unattainable.
Yes.
You know, it kept a positive outlook, and that's what I will urge my citizens and my countrymen, my fellow countrymen and women to do. And that's what we are doing. You know, we had a great moment in the Oval Office with President Trump, where we got to speak, and before the press in the White House, where we got to speak our case. It was the first time it had happened in our history, really, where we felt as a people, someone spoke up about our issues. We often hear, and very...
Yeah, the ADL did make that a hate slogan. They make everything a hate slogan.
Hear about overseas issues or foreign affairs, and we hear about it so much that we are left scratching our head. Well, what about our issues?
Exactly.
What about the issues the people of Ireland face? And that is a rising sentiment that is taking place behind the doors of every household in the country. What about us? And right now, the citizens of Ireland, not only do we not feel like first-rate citizens, we don't even feel third-rate citizens in our own country. So, you know, we continue to highlight the wrongdoings of a minute government elite, and it is minute, you know, and what they are doing. You know, they are using intimidation tactics, they are using bullying tactics, they are using diversion tactics, they are using public funds and public wealth to enrich private people and private industries to alter the thinking of the public. And we say no more. And we are in the midst of highlighting it and continuing our motion towards the betterment of our country and the saving of our great country. Ireland is God's country, and you will not go against the nation of Ireland. We are peaceful.
Listen to this.
We are not harmless, and we will continue this journey onward.
We are peaceful, we are not harmless.
Fact.
And we are peaceful, we're not harmless. I like this guy.
You could be describing the United States in everything you just said, that all the conversations about foreign policy in our country, it's about the Middle East, who cares? Eastern Europe, double who cares? Mm. And very little about what's happening to the people of our country. And you feel that here.
That is, I feel it's even magnified the more here. I feel in this administration currently in the United States, it seems an America first stance Yes. And it's a very welcome sight for us over here. We wish that for us, Ireland first, you know. But I feel, and as many of my countrymen and women feel, there is almost like an incentive to speak your piece on foreign issues. You know, if you think about a raise or your next job or your next position, that is where we feel our government elite have their eyes on. They have their eyes on the next role for themselves. And then in order to get that next role, they must speak their piece on foreign issues and nothing to do with Irish issues. And then, you know, lo and behold, an announcement of a raise or an employment in the European Union delegate, and then off they go on their merry way after a running riot on Ireland. And, you know, zero accountability of doing so. And it's no more. I'm not sure where people think they will go in this small island. You will not destroy Ireland and be free to walk away. And that is a fact.
And be free to walk away.
How do you, I want to get to how you know all this and how you've distilled it to such a, to its essence. I mean, that was such an amazing description, not just of what's happening here, but throughout the West, the English.
The entire Western sphere, for sure, is happening.
Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Great Britain, which has already gone.
I feel our government, again, overseas issues, yes, okay. Internal. I'm an Irishman. I love my country dearly.
Yes.
Nothing or no one could ever change that fact. I would give my life for my nation. And I have such a love for this soil. And how I know about it, I'm just invested in it heavily. You know, I'm an employer of many people here in the country. I have many businesses here operating in the country. And daily I hear about the struggles of people and, you know, the issues they are going through. And it ignites a fire in me to stand up. There's something in my belly for my country that I cannot shake. And even despite maybe the worrisome of my mother and people in my life, why? Let's go away. Let's sail on the yacht. Let's fucking do something. Excuse the language. Let's do something else. I cannot. My country is my country, and I'll fight for it till the day I go out. And that is it.
What was it like growing up here? Where did you grow up? What were the circumstances? What was Ireland like as you were?
Ireland's a beautiful place. Beautiful place to grow up. Very, very community-driven and family-driven. And I grew up in a Dublin suburb off the city centre called Crumlin. Dublin 12 is the district. It's why I named my whiskey proper number 12 after my district. It's where my public house is that we will go after in Dublin 12, the Black Forgian. It's also home to the largest children's hospital in the country. So most people in Ireland have a relationship with the area. It's a rough and tough area also. And
was it growing up?
For sure it was. You know, we moved out when I was about 17 years of age, and that kind of got me a little break from it, if you will. But I was 17 years of age. I had already made my friends. I was like an alien in the new place. So I always made my way back down. My boxing club was down there. My football club was down there. All my friends were down there. So although I moved out at 17, I never really moved out, you know, so. But Ireland's a great place full of great people, and
but it wasn't a rich neighborhood you grew up in.
No. It was not, no. For sure not.
Oh, I think you're going to get a lot of different subgroups, whether it be the Protestant different groups coming together with the Republican, former Republican groups that are definitely going to be pro-Irish, pro-white, which would mean fascist. There's just no way around it unless they want to die.
So you're 17. What did you? How far did you get in school?
I went all the way to my leaving cert. I was the only one in my family to do it. So I hold that.
Age did you leave? 18.
18 years of age. I didn't go to college. I went into an apprenticeship. It's either you get a job, you go to college, or you get an apprenticeship. And I got an apprenticeship as a plumber on an industrial site in Kiltearnan, County Wicklow, which was actually at the time it was the largest building site in Europe at the time. And lo and behold, misspending, overspending, over budget, all the rest of it, you know, backhander central, the thing fell apart. The ass fell out of it, we'll say. And that is one of my issues here in Ireland and the people of Ireland, the overspending that's going on. This is our public wealth being administered into private hands, enriching people to bring in this influx of illegal mass migration that is changing the fabric of my country. It is, Ireland is very close to losing its Irishness, and we will not let that happen. You know, and that's it. We must continue to raise our voice and speak our piece. It's almost taboo to speak it, and it has been made that way by our government elite. Like I said, they use bullying, they use intimidation tactics, they use our funds to pay our legacy media to push an agenda.
Well, Ghost Dog Man, thank you for the five on Rumble. Have you heard in Ireland that Connor is disliked? I've heard it. Yeah, there's a lot of brainwashed people in Ireland right now. Anti-whiteism, shit-libism, whatever you want to call it. It's just anti-white. White genocide is basically taking over for Catholicism in Ireland. But it could be a minority, not sure. He's often more talk than action when it comes to MMA fighting. I don't know. I don't know a lot about his career. But I'm interested in what he plans on doing.
They do not push facts. They push agendas. And
I've only been here 2 days, but I'm a little bit confused by it, because Ireland is not like the United States in that you have an indigenous population of Celtic people called the Irish who've been here since the beginning of known history. And so it's not like you were invaders. You were also never a colonial power. You never invaded anybody else. You didn't have overseas colonies. Mm-hmm. You just kind of stayed on your island and brewed alcoholic beverages. And
I have the best brewery in the land.
You never bothered anybody. Yeah. You don't have any national crimes to atone for. So I come here to Dublin, your biggest city, and not one advertisement on any public space has Irish people in it.
Yeah.
And it's clearly part of the same propaganda campaign.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Make white people hate themselves, make white people feel ashamed to be white. White people are criminals. It's like,
okay. That's a lot, Tucker. You're saying a lot right there. Tucker's coming.
National crimes to atone for. So I come here to Dublin, your biggest city, and not one advertisement on any public space has Irish people in it.
Yeah.
And it's clearly part of the same propaganda campaign.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Make white people hate themselves, make white people feel ashamed to be white. White people are criminals. It's like, okay, but why would they, who's doing that to you and why? Like, what is that?
I feel since the turn of the crash, our government elite have been accosted into full-time globalist traitors of Ireland. And they take their orders from above. And it is not even them. They are being ordered, and the orders are coming down onto the people, and the people have no say. We need amendments to the Constitution. We need to remove this tight grip that the political elite have over the public. And that is it. And that is our goal here, eventually. I operate my businesses and my entire life on fairness. That is it. What is fair? What is correct? Our government elite do the absolute opposite. And it has to change. It has got to change. Our culture is being erased. You know.
And you have a very distinct 1,000-year-old or older culture that's based on Irishness, the indigenous population of the island that we're on right now. And they're being replaced at super high speed. So you have said immigration is treason, mass migration is treason. Describe the scale of it to Ireland and its effects.
Well, in the olden days, my family, the MacGregor clan, you know, treason is you're hung, drawn, and quartered if you commit treason against your nation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's what is going on here is an abomination, a travesty, and it cannot continue for much longer. As you said, we are an island unto ourselves, a small island, and we are being governed by a small people who are in turn being governed by another minute group of people.
Uh-oh.
And it must stop, and that's it. There is so much worry in this government elite circle about myself running for president. And if we are a true democratic nation, which we are not, and I don't believe so, and it's becoming more and more clear and more evident, and the more Irish people are being awakened to this fact. But if we are, let the people decide. You know, it is this cozy clique where you have to almost bend the knee, you know, to even have a shot at this. We should be on the ticket, and a citizen of Ireland should be allowed to be on the ticket above a certain age, of a certain creed, and let the people decide.
A ticket to run for president.
Ticket to run for president. That is it. I do not.
Well, wait, hold on. Why this is a democracy? Supposedly, why can't you run for president?
Because you have there's stipulations. You have to get four county councils, which are controlled by the government parties. You have, or you have to get 20 nominations of the Oireachtas, which are all mostly party affiliates.
So you can't just run for president.
You can't just run for president.
So how is it a democracy?
Yeah, there you go. How is it? It isn't.
Oh, are you going to do it anyway?
It's an oligarchy.
I'm going to push forward and carry on my journey, highlighting my country's plight, my country's fight, and also my country's delight. You know, I do not want to be doom and gloom here, as I said.
Yes.
Dublin is the greatest city on earth, and Ireland is the greatest country on earth. And I know as an American man, you're probably sitting there in your chair, but we love Ireland dearly, our people.
No, I'm not, actually. I'm just the opposite. I'm thinking you've got a claim on being
the greatest
country.
You've got a claim, for sure. And it's worth fighting for. And that's it. That's
what. But so why wouldn't people... I know the media here hates you, but I've never understood why. I mean, you're not calling for invading anybody or throwing anyone in prison, maybe other than your corrupt leadership. Mm. Sound like they deserve it. Mm. Why would they hate you?
I'm just calling for our national safety. Right now, our national security is at risk, and that is a fact. We are being overrun, and it's a danger to the public. And on top of that is our overspending of our public wealth. It is.
I don't know that he can legally discuss the JQ. He would have to have his talking points written by, let's say, Keith Woods, who has navigated the issue in a way that keeps him out of jail. You really got to have someone to navigate that issue. You can't address it like we can in America, in Europe, simply because the laws are different. But you can address it. You just have to be very... Keith Woods does a very good job of addressing it on X in a way that keeps him out of jail.
It's preposterous.
I don't understand that.
The splashing of our money on issues that have not got to do with us, and two, that actually directly put us in danger. And these are my issues that I wish we'll say run on our campaign. You ask about my political aspirations. I am of the belief that the era of the politician must end. It must come to an end. It has proven unfruitful, and that is clear as day by the statistics and by what we see around us. It is straight chancery. Our ministers and our appointed ministers have no history in the roles that they are appointed to. Our Minister of Finance has no history in accounting. Our Minister of Health has no history in the health industry.
That's pretty wild.
Minister of Education was never a school teacher. As an example. It is straight chancery we are dealing with. The era of the politician must end, Tucker. And I can see with the selections of the Trump administration that we look upon, which has been 24/7 work rate from my vantage point, you know, Trump, a businessman. You know, he's running it more like a business. And with common sense, you know, that is where I would see it more so than these politicians where they're all in this clique and it's a party. They are working on behest of the party and not the people. They are working to curry favor within the party to rise up the ranks. And then the heads of the party are working to curry favor on the people above them again to rise up another rank. It serves the country. It does not serve the country.
Yeah, Jason Kona does use the word erasure. He's been talking about white erasure for quite some time. I've only known of his particular point since he wrote a book, which was a handful of years back.
And that is it. I'm simply highlighting it, putting it out to the people. If they wish for me to run, whatever my nation wants, I'm here for. That's it.
CNN has described you as the leader, and I'm quoting, of Ireland's far right.
Who has?
CNN, which is a news channel CNN. In the United States.
Mm-hmm. Far left, far right, all of these terminologies mean nothing to me. I am a family man. I am an employer of the country. You know, I'm a supporter of many people. And I care about my land and the safety of its citizens and the prosperity of its citizens.
I think he's actually sincere in that, but he's probably getting in over his head.
I want preference. I want peace. Preference and prosperity for the citizens of Ireland, for my people. And isn't that fair for our countrymen and women? It is our country. Ireland is for Ireland. You know, and that is it. So I'm not right, left. You know, I feel I'm centered, grounded. That is what I feel. In fact, I ground myself every day. I walk out and I ground myself every day, barefoot in the grass. Barefoot is king. I fought in the octagons, in the cages all around the countries of Ireland and then into the United States of America, barefoot. So I am a grounded man, either left, right. I am center and grounded.
It'd be nice if he said he was pro-white.
America has thousands of colleges and universities, and a lot of them, unfortunately, are basically just scams. It's one of those things nobody really wants to talk about, but everybody on some level knows that it's true. What's an impressive college in 2025? There aren't many at all. Hillsdale is.
Hillsdale College, okay. Let's get off this ad. Let's get off this ad. Let's get back here. Okay, here we go. We're back.
Okay. People in Dublin, every single person I've talked to has said the same thing, which is Irish people can no longer afford houses. Their kids can't afford to get married, and their kids can't afford to have kids, and they can't afford to have kids. They, you know, the Irish family of 12 children doesn't exist anymore, in part because no one can afford that. And yet your government is subsidizing immigrants to have kids.
Yeah.
So I do, and that's true in my country too, in Australia and New Zealand and Canada and the UK. Like, what is that?
It's suicide is what it is. It's absolute suicide. And, you know, it has to stop. That's it. It has to stop. The rising cost of living is a national emergency.
Yes.
And, you know, it has to stop. It has to, we say no. We built a toll bridge here in Ireland. We built toll bridges. They're sold to foreign companies. The funds of this goes to foreign companies. It's silly. It's ludicrous.
So the people of Ireland build something, and then your government sells it to foreigners,
exactly.
And then you have to pay
and it's
for
billions
it.
Billions per annum. Billions in profit per annum. And people, another thing, the traffic corps of the, on Garda Síochána is one of the most successful divisions in the Gardaí, in the police force, in our police force, for convictions, and, you know, it is the most successful. And it has caused untold stress onto the people of Ireland. I wonder the amount of suicides, the amount of lives lost, and families destroyed over the stress of the traffic corps institution with, you know, you get caught driving without tax or, you know, no NCT or it's all a money racket.
So just for not foreigners watching this, you're talking about parking and minor traffic violations.
Parking and minor traffic violations, you're put through the ringer. And now in this day and age, which is why it's so infuriating, and then, you know, we'll keep calm with it, but it's why people in Ireland are waking up, because everyone has felt in some way, shape, or form the stress of having to make sure that you're above board on this money racket is what it is.
So and it's not to keep you safe. It's to keep you steal money from you.
Not to keep you safe. But on this day and age now, we've got our new visitors to the island who get fully exempt from driving without tax, insurance, NCT, and even on Irish reg plates, free as a bird.
Sounds like Canada or America.
True. After our
the immigrants
has gone
to.
Through the most stressful periods of our life, lives have been lost due to the stress caused of this branch in Garda Síochána. And yet now people, now our neighbors from other countries are moving here and with full exemption to drive around our roads with supercharged vehicles that have been imported on the taxpayers' dime. And then also even another crazy statement is if something happens to your vehicle, if you're a nice friendly visitor or potential new member of our country, you get your vehicle repaired at a cost to the state. So it is just ludicrous. And the people of Ireland are rising up to it. Not even, we're just being awakened to it. And that's it. As we awaken, you know, we're noticing.
Wait, is what you said real?
That's very, very real. Very, very real. And it's.
How can they justify you?
They cannot. There is no justification. You know what there is? Silence. And that is. That doesn't work. You cannot be silent on this. Like I said, you're not going to get off ruining Ireland or ripping off Ireland. Never in a million years.
But if they're paying foreigners to have kids while you can't afford to have kids, if they're shaking you down with the armed police, but allowing foreigners a pass,
yeah.
If they're paying to fix foreigners' cars but not yours, they hate you and they're trying to kill you, right?
It's an erasure. It's an attempted erasure of our people. That is it. I could have went all that way in the White House. I had to climb. We had to you go incrementally up, right? You go in. Hey, it's you talk about a genocide. This is the genocide of our people.
What?
Uh-oh.
Obviously.
But, you know, you got to climb it right. So we're getting there. And awareness is being made. And we'll make the moves. And there's many great people. In fact, the majority of the Irish people are great people. Majority are great people.
I agree with
doing
you.
Doing great things for our nation. And we're, and the pressure and the awareness we're putting on our government elite is causing slight changes. You know, they're doing certain things to appease. However, how genuine that is, how much of a facade that is, we're skeptical. Our trust is at an all-time low. And, you know, you see we walk the length of breath of the Dublin city capital, and it's love and, you know, cheer and support. Not one politician under any party can do the same.
That's actually true. How many times have we seen Irish politicians get attacked in the street?
And that is a
that just means we don't trust this guy until he's on our side.
Damn. And I
and if he is on our side, they'll probably try to kill him.
Actually, I don't understand why they Ireland, we are the greatest supporters. If you do good by Ireland, Ireland will do good by you. And none more is that evident than in myself.
Yes.
We are the greatest supporters of in the world, they say. How our politicians do not wish to receive this love. I do not understand it. Fundraising efforts will begin, and there will be a large fund built into this where we're going to really take back our country. And that's it. Funds are needed. Money is needed.
Is anybody... So you've made a... I think...
If I think about these tariffs, what's going on right now, well, their money dries up, and they're panicking about their money, our government elite, our money rises up. And that is an exciting thing for the people of Ireland to hear. And that's what this is. My funds are infinite, and I'm all in for the country of Ireland. And I've got incredible backing from your country and other countries that wish to support our cause. And that's it. It's a real movement for change.
So let me ask you this. So a lot of political movement, or one political movement in particular in Ireland, had support from rich Irish Americans for years. The Republicans, the Nationalists here, had support from donors in the United States. Do you think Irish Americans in the U.S., a lot of whom are rich, understand what's happening?
No, for sure. And when I seen Micheál Martin, our Taoiseach, our rotating Taoiseach, grace the Oval Office on March 12th, 5 days before St. Patrick's Day, 5 days before myself, I saw softball. I saw a game of softball by Vance, by Vice President Vance and President Trump, and almost a little bit of pandering to him, being safe with him, because you cannot be seeing, I'm sure that's 40 million Irish Americans, and that vote is very strong for the administration. You know, you
very
need that on strong.
Yeah.
You need that on side. So they couldn't be seen, although their feelings are well known, you know, they're well against what's going on here in this country. They could not be seen to be tearing through an Irish delegate on the St. Patrick's week. So they played it correct. And then when I seen this, I said, okay. And I got my call to go and show up. I said, I'm going to highlight this to the Irish American people. This is what's really going on, you know. So.
And there are people that are going to look into this that had never heard of it before, just based on him. There's no doubt about that.
Some people are saying, hey, I'm from Wexford. My grandmother's from Wexford. I said, Wexford was the sunny southeast, is what we used to call Wexford. We do call it a holiday destination. It is now... No more. There is no hotels available in Wexford. They're all transferred into IPAS centers, which are International Protection Applicant Services. It's this racket where they're all getting housed. It is an office block.
Yeah, that Taoiseach is president.
It is a hotel. It is even a school. It is even schools now are being transferred into these IPAS.
Filled with immigrants,
yes.
So
Wexford, Rosslare Port is another port where they arrive in, and they're in County Wexford, which used to be the sunny southeast, a beautiful holiday destination, is now without a hotel in the county. They've all been transferred into international protection.
Why doesn't someone overthrow the government?
It's getting a little dangerous sitting in a Masonic lodge talking about this.
Here?
Yeah, I mean, that's like an act of war against your country. I mean, I shouldn't say that to you.
It is an act of war. Tucker's getting more... Tucker's jumping into the wignet lane.
Because I don't want to get you in trouble.
Look, I'm statesmanlike.
He sounds like Orkin Man.
But in a normal...
I'll say this. We are peaceful. We are not harmless.
In a normal country, people wouldn't put up with that.
We move under God, and we let God guide us. We're capable of many things. We're capable of many things as a great nation, as a great people.
Why don't you overthrow the place? Jeez, there's so much we can apply that Tucker statement to.
People, and we move under God.
Boy, you've heard a lot of complaining in the last couple of weeks since Donald Trump announced his new import tariffs on foreign-made things. A lot of people don't like it. But the companies who make American products in America with American materials, they're pretty happy because they're not affected by this. They've been doing the right here.
Liberty safe. They make gun safes. I'm not aware of all his particular advertisings, but we'll skip them. I mean, I don't know much about these companies.
Originated from
Standard Republican companies, huh?
Is it on the coast?
Are they really in a Masonic lodge? Yeah, it looks that way to me.
Of being done.
And it was at one time, at least.
Some are already gone. Some are already gone. However, it's not... I don't see it as... I see it as correctable, still. I see it as fixable. You know, even if you think about, like, the deportation efforts. I asked Speaker Johnson, where are you going to go? Like, what, you're talking about this. It'll be the largest deportation effort in the United States history. Where do you plan on going? He said, the prisons. He said, the prisons force. He said, and I just thought... Okay, and then I thought about our prisons. Our prisons are overrun right now. We've got, I think, maybe just thousands of people without a bed, even in the prison. Let alone we can't house our people. We can't even have a bed for the prisoners. So you know, straight away, so you're going in there. You came in. You committed a crime on our soil. You're gone. You know, that's it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Why is the taxpayer paying to keep prisoners from foreign countries in our prisons, and it's being overrun? So, you know, that I would be up for that. And then I would be going to these IPAS centers. I would be going to the direct provision centers. How did you enter our country? Illegally? You're gone. You know, have you a criminal history? Gone. Is there a genuine attempt to assimilate into the culture and achieve a job and give to the community and support the community? If so, yes, Cade Milafoja. If not, gone. And, you know, we can do that. And then also a turning off of the tap. You know, right now, as I said, about the car situation.
What's he going to do about the EU, though?
You know, they arrive, they get... You get favor if you're from another nation. But if you're from...
Why?
If you're not,
why? Who thought of this?
It's an order from above. It's a globalist agenda. That's the truth of it. It's a globalist agenda.
I know it is.
So, for me, if I get in, I'm going to be exerting my influence to turn off the tap. If you think about what Trump has done, they're actually stopping coming in.
Yeah.
Because it's not there no more. The gravy train isn't there no more. What is there is actually resistance, you know, and that's where it's at. Now, there is a human, there's compassion for me. There's compassion. I employ people from all walks of life. So there is a compassion element. Many people have emigrated here, have done great things for our country. And that has to be highlighted also. But it's like at a stage now where the great people who have come here and emigrated and contributed greatly to our society are now feeling the strain of and are feeling the wrath almost because of this social unrest. It has to stop. It has got to stop. You know, and we're at our limit with it. We are really at our limit with it. How the next few years go, it's worrisome. It is worrisome. This EU pact, this EU migration pact, that as a president I could get in and I could really rattle it and put it to a stop, push to stop it, which would be the main thing. They're trying to now hurry it through, which if it goes through, it's like 20,000, 40,000, 50,000. It's an unlimited number that we'll have to take. It's on the orders of...
And move all around your country, right, into small towns. This is what they've done in the United States. They move them into small towns around the country, so then your country's gone and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they doing that here?
Yeah, there's counties overrun right now. There's a county in Ireland, Carna. It's a Gaeltacht county. It's a Gaeltacht town. And there's more IPAS centers. It was a home for the Ukrainians, and now it's being altered into an IPAS center. And it's one of the last places of our language. And that is being, that is feeling an influx of it. And there's, you know, the people are out in the streets against it. So it is happening in counties all over Ireland for sure. And with this EU migration pact, if the floodgates are open on that, It's a difficult time.
It's changing the religious composition of your country, which since St. Patrick has been a Catholic country. You had Anglican overlords from across the water, but it's been a Catholic country for over 1,000 years. So now they're trying to put a refugee center in at a Christian holy site town in Ireland. I was reading this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to think that's not on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, it is purposeful for sure.
Is anyone saying anything about this? Like in your media?
You know, I wonder. I do often wonder. And I'm almost certain they must behind the doors. It's like if your boss says something and you don't agree, but you might have to agree because your livelihood is on the line, which is essentially what it is. A lot of people's livelihoods are on the line. In fact, the only people that agree with it are in public, because I could not believe that they could believe it behind closed doors, boss or not, livelihood or not. I'm almost certain they could not believe in this this way for our country. But that's it. I'm just, you know.
So you, your biggest media company, State Media, it's like North Korean State Media. It's called RTE.
Yeah.
And it literally is an organ of the state, which is amazing. But then you have social media, and you tweeted on social media, Ireland, we're at war.
Yeah.
You obviously are. What was the reaction from the government to that tweet?
Uproar. I was the scapegoat. An incident happened where an Algerian visitor or citizen had an Irish passport in Algeria, or so we believe. The information is very, it's not fully revealed.
You can never get a straight answer from these people.
Never get a straight answer. Our children were stabbed outside of an Irish school on Parnell Street, and a teacher was stabbed trying to fight them off, and then an Irish man jumped in, and then an immigrant from Brazil jumped in, and together they wrestled them down, and then it was, you know, hide it, and my blame my tweets as the reason it kicked off, and that's kind of what we're dealing with.
Wait, like, an Algerian stabbed Irish children, but it was your fault somehow?
Pretty much was kind of what the rhetoric was, yes. And then, you know, that was it, yeah, pretty much. Like I said, I often wonder about, if I think about, you know, do they believe in this? We have 6,000 members of the Defence Force, 6,000 Army, and we have about 12,000 Gardaí. I really wonder how many are happy with the direction our country was going. I cannot see many behind closed doors.
Gardaí or the police?
Gardaí or the police. I cannot see many closed doors that are happy with this. Even if I look at what has happened in some of the protests where the Gardaí, essentially the Gardaí are following orders, they're doing their job. It's a tricky one. And it's a sad one to see. It was very sad and upsetting to see our Gardaí turn on their compatriots. And that's what we saw. And use excessive force. But it's an order coming down. And I feel sad seeing it. I feel sad seeing it. And, you know, most recently one of them came out unnamed and said it has stayed with him. They are very, very troubled by it. And it's just a sad sight to see. You know, Ireland, we should be together. And that's what I said. I wonder how many behind closed doors are really with this cause that we are fighting.
So if nothing,
I would assume it's most, the majority.
I think that's true in the U.S. too. I think our FBI is totally corrupt, as I'm sure you've read. I think most FBI agents are probably appalled, but too afraid to do anything. How long, if nothing changes, will Ireland remain Ireland, do you think? How much time do you have before it's just not?
Well, we are a small island. We are a small, small island. And we are now, I don't even want to highlight. I'm actually at a stage now where I'm cautious of highlighting the benefits of arriving here, because it's only going to attract more. You know, if I look at Trump's situation, it has decreased the amount of people who are attempting to immigrate to the United States of America because of what's going on. This is what I wish would happen. You know, if you turn off the tap, they go, or they stop coming. If you start, if you show a basket full of golden eggs, you know, they just arrive for it, you know, and that's kind of what it is. So
it's awful here. I just want to say that
it's a free for.
Is Keith Woods trying to influence McGregor, or is Keith persona non grata in Ireland? Keith is all over the place, is what I know. I just don't know who all he talks to be honest with you, Orkin man. I know you don't like him, but I'm objective.
Our public wealth, yeah. With our money, a free-for-all, and it has been stolen, and it has to stop. It's not how long, I couldn't give you the exact figures, you know, statistics. It doesn't look right. It could happen a year, not long. Anyway, not long.
Feels that way. So how did you, just back to my original question, you're a plumber's apprentice on an industrial site in Ireland, cutting cast iron pipes and replacing them or whatever you're doing, probably something like that. And then you wind up here thinking about running for president with these very evolved political views. How did that happen?
Having a love for one's country. That's it. I have a love for my country. I fought to represent my nation's flag on the grandest stage of fighting. That was my aspiration, to represent my nation, to open the doors of the fighting world and the martial arts world to the Irish public, and to support my teammates. We had a kindred spirit rising up, chasing our dreams, and a very tight-knit crew, and we rose up, and I got in there. I was successful. I opened it up. Now the martial arts lifestyle is a real way of living for many people in Ireland, and I take great happiness in seeing that. And I suppose it's just continued off of that. You know, it's a different fight now. You know, it's a different fight, but it's still a fight to represent my country to the best of my ability.
Well, Easter is finally here, and there's no better way to remember the story of Christ. Jesus dying for your sins is the most powerful thing that has ever happened in history. It is really the beginning.
Oh, now he's advertising a prayer app. Let's skip the prayer app. Although prayer apps, hey, I guess there's worse apps than prayer apps.
When you started fighting, well, as you said, you're a plumber's apprentice on an industrial site, and then you announce in public a few years after that, you haven't heard of me, but I'm going to be the world champion. And then you were.
Yeah. Five times.
Did you know that you were going to be, or were you trying to put your marker out and then live up to it?
Well, that's what I will say here about, you know, I do not wish to be doom and gloom, right?
See what happens when we got Tucker Carlson saying that they should overthrow the government? We got Tucker going Wignat, and the chat just gets teed off, even though none of them trust Tucker.
My outlook on life has always been to have a positive outlook, you know, borderline delusional. I could walk into a burning house and hear birds chirping, as an example. And that assisted me in being able to block out certain things that may have impacted me and hampered me and slowed me down from getting to where I was going. So I wish to continue with that and have a positive outlook and say, it's not all doom and gloom. Like I said, there are positive changes happening incrementally, slowly, but surely. Slowly, but surely. And as I said, there's a great group of people, and it's the majority of Irish people that are at the helm of it. I'm a voice and a support, and as I said, I'm here to serve my country to the best of my ability and protect my country. That is all I wish. I wish for the people to have the power and myself to have a vote amongst the people. That is my aim.
What did you think of President Trump?
What do I think of him?
Yeah.
I think he's doing very, very well. I think, you know, I was present for his 2016 inauguration, although not officially. I was there on fighting business. I was fighting in Madison Square Garden for my second UFC world title. And MMA and UFC had just become legalized in New York at the time. And I remember Trump had been just voted in and he won the election. And there was uproar on the streets and anger and, you know, fear, I suppose, was going on. And at that time, I was just an observer. You know, politics wasn't really on my mind at that time. Ireland was not really going through what it was going through at that stage in 2016. Although it was rising, it was unbeknownst to me and many in the country.
Were you not political, really?
Not really political, no, at that stage. You know, I was focused on my craft, and it wasn't at the forefront. It all kind of took a turn post-COVID. It all took a real turn post-COVID. And you could kind of see what was going on and what had gone on post the crash, you know, and who our government is serving. You could kind of see that come to fruition then throughout the COVID era. And then I just became more invested in it, and then that was it. But I was there for Trump's inauguration when he was sworn in for the first time. Fear, worry, panic. And then I was there the second time in 2024, most recent. And it was elation and excitement. And I thought it was good to see. They asked me, what do I think he'll be as a president? I said, well, when it was 2016 in the media runs I was doing. And I said, let's see, you know, give the man a chance. He's not from a political background. He's from a different background. It's interesting. Let us see. And I thought he'd done well. You know, towards the end of the term,
All right, it's getting a little boring. Let me skip ahead here.
Oh, yet we are supposed to be this wealthy country. Yet the people of Ireland are struggling to heat their homes. So there are many people who are seeing this tariff situation as a, you know, a gotcha moment for our government. I'm not so much of that. I wish for our country to be prosperous and our people to be prosperous. And that's what my aim is. That's what my wish is and my hope is.
So you're not necessarily against the tariffs, it doesn't sound like.
Well, our government say, what good is tariffs? Tariffs are no good for nobody. Yet they've been tariffing the United States. You know, if that's the case, then why have we been tariffing them? Why have we been hitting them with tariffs? I'm not so much against it. I'm watching it. You know, I'm watching it. I wish for economic success for my nation. And, you know, Ireland deserves it. That's how straight. We played our cards correct in certain ways. And, you know, that's it. But like I said, fair. It has to be fair. Fairness is key here. And that's what I push for.
Since no Irish politician, well, you're one of the most, maybe the most famous living Irishman. Okay, so there's that, world famous. And you're saying things that the overwhelming majority of your politicians will not say that are probably pretty popular with the people. So you're therefore...
We know that 80% of the Irish are opposed to speech laws and that type of thing. So we assume his support on the basic message would be very high.
Or a massive threat to the structure running your country now. What do you think they're going to do to you if you keep talking this way?
Attempt to tarnish as they are, you know, attempt to disrupt as they are, or possibly worse. But I do not fear. I do not fear it. Like I said, I move forward under God, and my nation can see. My nation can see my heart and what I'm for. And that's it. That's like I move on and carry on.
You're really not afraid at all?
Not an iota.
When do you have to make the decision about whether you want to formally enter politics?
Well, we believe the election will take place November 11th, so it's a 60-day run-up prior to that. So I'm just going to keep, you know, requesting a democratic process to play out and allow the people to decide and see where it falls. You know, it'll become more evident if they deny this, that we are not a democratic country.
Right.
And they'll have to answer to their constituents at some stage. You know, there will be accountability. You know, it's how much are they going to be accountable for? They'll have to decide. And that's it.
You've described yourself as an employer. You said that a couple of times. What? Tell us about the businesses you employ people in.
I've got many businesses here in the country. I've got about 300 staff all in. I've got public houses. I've got construction efforts going on.
Public houses, I believe, are bars.
Building social
public
housing.
Houses, meaning we would call them bars.
Pubs,
not,
yeah.
Not public housing.
Pub is short for public house.
Right.
So I've got public houses, I've got breweries, I've got companies also, we're brand building, and I have also construction efforts where I'm building many social houses towards the housing crisis that's going on. I'm currently at about 300 houses built already, and you know, I'm closing in on, you know, my next venture is about 1,000 houses built. So I'm doing my part to help this housing crisis. I've always been doing that, and it is at a heavy cost. I'm not going to lie, it's a heavy cost.
What do you mean?
Like, there is no profit in it. You know, it's a build, and it's for the people, and that's it.
There's no profit in building houses?
No profit in it. You know, for social housing, I'm getting my money. I get my money back if I'm lucky. You know, maybe a little sweetener, a little drink, we'll say, here in Ireland.
Yeah.
So, but for the stress it is causing and the time, It's a difficult task, but it's worth it. You know, there was one I done. I completed a build of 8 houses. It was actually my very first one. It was maybe 2 years ago. Maybe four years ago. But it was in a part of Dublin called Santry. And it was 8 homes. And I had got them completed just before Christmas. So there were 8 homeless families that were brought into their new forever home right before Christmas. And that filled me with such energy to continue and go and do it. And I went full steam ahead. And like I said, now I'm in the process. I've got 300 strong now in construction, close to finish. And, you know, more than 1,000.
Hopefully those are all going to Irish citizens.
Build already. And that's with me, my own self, able to do this. With every block in my way. you know, if, as one individual citizen of Ireland, if I was to get in and to have influence, I really fancy my chances. I mean, the bar is so low. Every statistic, every metric is on the floor. Every metric is on the floor. I'd get in and I'd be able to decrease our homelessness, you know, build our housing, you know, slow down the roll of influx of illegal migration, control the spending. I fancy it. Our country has not been run correct, and it is clearly evident to everybody in this nation. And that's it.
Do you really sincerely, be honest, think that your beer is better than Guinness?
So it's another level. It's the world's creamiest stout. Not only is it better tasting, it is better pricing. It is brewed right here in Dublin. And as an employer of about 100 people in that brewery, it's a fantastic brewery. And the Forge Brewery, you can go and visit it if you have.
So he's brought out a competitor to get for Guinness.
Have time. But we will go and test it if you wish. I would fancy a blind taste test any day of the week, and I guarantee victory. We've done amazing things with the stout to date, and it's still only on the rise. But there have been many taste tests done. So there's a couple of stouts. Guinness is the top at the minute. We are number two on the rise. And then there's some other brands. You know, there's some other great Irish brands, Murphy's and Beamish. It's a shared pot. A rising tide raises all ships. You know, the others are bullies. Yeah, the others are bullies. I wish to build up all our stouts and all our, you know, because Ireland, we are.
I don't know. Hold on here. Ireland spiritual revival. Okay, 53-20.
World champions of making stout. Like,
in sad news, I know you said you're a, you know, looking at the bright side kind of guy, but Rosie O'Donnell has moved here. If you're president and you tackle the immigration crisis, and I do think Pakistan and India take a lot of the blame for it, Africa, but also Rosie O'Donnell, like, would you deport her?
What is her criminal history? Has she got a criminal background? How did she enter the country? Did she enter the country illegally? Has she assimilated with our community? Does she hold our beliefs? Is she a upstanding member of our community?
No!
Or would she be? If she is not, well, then she's got to go. You ain't got to go home. You got to get the hell out of here.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, it's kind of an interesting detour, but let's see what we've got coming. We got another show coming with Conor McGregor, I would predict. There's going to be a show.
But I don't know Rosie O'Donnell from Adam. But, you know,
would you
I believe she's a comedian. I've seen her on our national TV. She spoke a bit ill of me. I don't know Rosie. She seems unhappy. She seems going through something at the moment. And I'm not the type of person to kick a person when they're down. I wish for her. I believe she's a comedian is what her craft is. I wish for her to find her happiness again. And that is it. I am, you know, that was...
I don't know. Are there happy lesbians? Maybe if they're pro-white. Is there such a thing? Maybe out there somewhere. This was the highlight, though.
In a million
but
years.
If they're paying foreigners to have kids, well, you can't afford to have kids. If they're shaking you down with the armed police, but allowing foreigners a pass, if they're paying to fix foreigners' cars but not yours, they hate you and they're trying to kill you, right?
It's an attempted erasure of our people. That is it. I could have went all that way in the White House. I had to climb. We had to go.
He's taking it in steps, guys.
Incrementally up, right? You go in. Hey, it's you talk about a genocide. This is the genocide of our people.
Obviously.
Hey, it's you talk about a genocide. This is the genocide of our people.
That's a clip right there. Clip that. Clip that. Let's see what we've got here. Make sure. All right. Let's see if Keith's put up anything else. It's kind of big news. Let's see here. I don't know what it means for the future, though. He's talking about Candace Owen. Everyone's talking about Candace Owen and her moon landing statements. It's now easier than ever, let's see here. To quote Jared Taylor, you can be a kook on one issue. And when someone says ridiculous things like this, they discredit other controversial opinions they hold by association. The intelligent voices and actual academics are totally censored for discussing this topic. It leaves grifters, charlatans, and clickbait artists. He's talking about the JQ. Let's It's now easier than ever for thinking people to dismiss genuine critiques of Jewish power as low IQ anti-Semitism. Well, I don't know that that's being done necessarily. As it becomes more part of the package of right-wing tendencies and conspiracies like flat earth and anti-vax movements. Okay. Yeah, we're going to play that at the end. I'll talk about Candace and her flat earth stuff. Let's listen to some more Tucker Tucker. I'm going to go to break in a minute. We're going to get back and start blazing the show here.
They're not really globalists, are they? Because they're not doing this to China and Africa and the Middle East. They're not saying those nations need to invite a lot of people from...
God, he sounds familiar.
Different parts of the world. So it's not actually global.
It's only one side.
It's anti-Western.
Yes.
They're saying that there's something about
it's anti-white, Tucker.
A majority white Christian country that's inherently threatening, and we're going to destroy it. They're saying that there's something about a majority white Christian country that's inherently threatening, and we're going to destroy it. And that's kind of, not kind of, but it's exactly what they've done. It's around the world.
They did that in France, in UK, in Germany, and now in Canada.
Yes, yeah, so you've got basically Russia left, and of course that's the country they hate most. So it is a tell. Like, they're not screaming at Chairman Xi to let in a bunch of people from Nigeria. It's like not even on the table. They're not even demanding Japan do that. It's just Canada, UK, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and the US, and that's it. They're not.
Okay.
Really globalists, are they? Because they're not doing this to China and Africa.
What's interesting is they released this at the network level. This is the Tucker Carlson network. So at the network level, they released this clip.
But they're not really globalists, are they? Because they're not doing this to China and Africa and the Middle East. They're not saying those nations need to invite a lot of people from different parts of the world.
It's only one side.
It's anti-Western.
Yes.
They're saying that there's something about a majority white Christian country that's inherently threatening, and we're going to destroy it. And that's kind of, not kind of, but it's exactly what they've done. It's around the world.
They did that in France, in UK, in Germany, and now in Canada.
Yes, you've got basically Russia left, and of course that's the country they hate most. So it is a tell. Like, they're not screaming at Chairman Xi to let in a bunch of people from Nigeria. It's like not even on the table. They're not even demanding Japan do that. It's just Canada, UK, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and the US, and that's it.
It sounds like it's a white ordeal, Tucker. Let's see. Okay, 795,000. They're putting up clips on this.
The government parties. Oh, you have.
They're putting up clips on this right, left, and center. Aggregating his clips. I like how they're doing that. This kind of surprised me, though, and I'm going to go to break in a minute. If you guys like the show, support the show. I've got a whole show laid out. I just got on that detour because we have another Trump appointment. This is like, they're calling it Ear Exit, or instead of Brexit, or it's like Ireland. And this is something the oligarch, if there's families that want to make a move, and you'd have to look at the families behind the one family behind the Tucker Carlson Network, that particular media company. You know, Tucker has plenty of money to bring out a media company. Why does he have to have it stamped by one of those particular families? And you guys can look into it, but this is always how it works. You know.
Here, Polly, he seems like a true fraud to me, like a pretty sinister fraud.
But this is kind of strong language.
You know, he's doing a campaign against Trump. Because
how about stopping immigration from India and Pakistan?
First.
But that's not even a consideration.
No, they are pandering. The liberals and the conservatives are pandering.
You see, China, Japan are actively racist and discriminatory. Well, I don't know. I would submit that America was just as discriminatory. But America had a big difference. There's a big difference between America and Japan is that we had a bunch of Jews and a bunch of traitors.
To these ethnic communities for votes. Polyev said we need to have 250,000 foreigners a year, plus international students, plus temporary foreign workers, plus refugees. That would be about 1.5 million foreigners over 3 years. That is mass immigration in the middle of a mass immigration crisis.
Tucker Carlson would have never said these things 2 years ago. He was moving down this direction. If you look at the white genocide stuff, everyone has to go down this road if you want power or not. Now, I would submit that in the end, only the real ones are going to be still left standing, because this is going to be a brutal process going forward.
We cannot afford that.
Who's paying him to do that? No one in Canada is benefiting from this, so why would Poilievre and Trudeau be embracing the same policy that everyone hates and is destroying Canada?
Yeah, you have a point there. 70% of the population in Canada are saying no to mass immigration.
It's a big number, but they don't give a shit. They just don't give a shit. Okay, guys, I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to get on with the rest of the show. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and we're going to cover it as soon as I get back. We got black crime all over the place. Holy shit. And let me do an intermission here, run and get some water. Then we're going to bang out the rest of the show here. We got about another hour and a half to go or so. If you guys like the show, support the show. We got Entropy up. We got Buy Me a Coffee up. We got Rumble going. And... you know, I don't know how long Odyssey is going to last. I don't predict anything. I just kind of go with it day to day and hope you guys like the show enough to keep supporting it and White Rabbit Radio and everything else. I do appreciate you guys sending stuff in. You can send in subs. You can do whatever you want to do. I don't make the rules. A lot of these links are open 24/7. There's proof that Tucker's in the CIA. He would be in a fraternal order ran out of the CIA. They don't recruit like that. They haven't in a long, long time, my understanding is. I mean, there's direct stuff that the CIA does, but then there's the fraternal orders. Let's talk about the famous Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones would have to be run out of the CIA. Now, Skull and Bones is not just a small membership out of Harvard. They recruit after Harvard. So could he be in Skull and Key? A particular fraternal order that is controlled by someone or that is ran out of the CIA, that's how things are done because that gives them plausible deniability. As far as him working for the CIA, getting a check from the CIA, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, we got to get up to speed on how they actually run things. They run things through fraternal orders as he sits in a Masonic lodge in Ireland. Yeah, that's how they run things. That gives you plausible deniability. Do you work for the CIA? No, I don't. While someone, you know, is in Skull and Key or Skull and Bones that is run by someone from the particular CIA, which CIA was pretty much invented to run the fraternal orders. You know, you get the picture. His father is another matter altogether, but his father was a Cold War guy. You know, and now his dad was very much directly in the CIA, Cold War. Yeah, Voice of America. Sure. A lot of famous writers wrote for Voice of America during the Cold War. So on the right wing, especially. Your audio is at least 60 gigahertz lower than the audio clips you are playing. That's because I don't have the mic probably close enough. That's good to know, though. Let's see. Hold on here. Yeah, that's the next thing I'm going to have to play with. A lot of times I have to jack up the audio, but it should all be leveled out. I'm going to have to, we did a software upgrade, and these software upgrades, I've got to redo everything. So, one of the challenges is, after the software upgrade, if I don't have the mic, it's a shotgun mic, if I'm not choked up on it, my sound backs down a little bit, which is somewhat irritating because it wasn't like that before. So... it's all these electronic duplications of old analog amplifiers and everything else like that. But eventually, we're going to have the sound from the browser, which is always brought in through a browser. It's all going to be leveled out and sound perfect in line with mine on some level, which is a longer-term project. But we got stuff we're working on. Nothing's ever as perfect as we want it to be. But I appreciate the audio files that you guys help out. But this stuff is tricky, especially going through upgrades, because you got to redo so much and just F's up everything when they redo all kinds of software on the back end. Jackson Hinkle seems to bring death to people in the countries that he visits. It's an interesting point. But I'll be back in a minute or two, guys. I appreciate the support tonight. And again, I'll be back in a couple minutes. Let me get some water. get up some links here. I'll make sure the mic is back far enough so I sound loud enough. Normally, if it's back this far, I'm too loud. It'll start clipping, but these software upgrades, let me tell you, if you run video or audio or, God forbid, both together, it's more complicated by the upgrade. All right, let's check this out here. We've got all kinds of stuff baking, and let's see what I pulled up here. Oh, this is Mr. Eigenbach, who I don't want to get back on the show. I was impressed with the fact that White Papers has a YouTube now. You guys know White Papers, I would imagine. White Papers is on X, and they have themselves a YouTube. And this is, let me get it.
Individuals, but as members, this minority, the Afrikaners, are the descendants of Dutch explorers.
This is a very good production. I need to send her an email on this.
Who came to South Africa in 1652.
But I actually wanted to have her on.
And developed the land. Their entire culture, their language, their faith, and their worldview is rooted in the land that they secured for themselves during the Great Trek. They see themselves not as individuals, but as members of a family with a strong attachment to their ancestors and to their land.
This is Cyan Quinn. And very good. I thought they did a very good job. I was surprised that these guys came on with her because some of these guys, especially the guy on the left there, is usually so strongly opposed to certain white nationalists. But he went on a show with them, which is actually nice to see.
Identity and artificial identity. So natural identity just comes from the nature of things or the way things are. Like culture is natural. People just naturally develop culture.
Right.
And so your language and your religion, these things are natural. It just it sprouts from human nature. Artificial identity is when, you know, you write some ideas in a book and then you think, well, this is the solution. So
right.
An ideology is...
trying to force that onto the world.
Yes, exactly. And so ideologies, especially modern ideologies, are example.
Something to watch going forward, but Mr. Eigenbach is highly critical of this group. I was surprised they sat down with White Papers, but maybe that's a good thing. Maybe certain people will start talking, or at least running their battles out in public. The guy was on Tucker a while back. Exactly. I'm guessing they'll go more far right. Then the far right will go toward their position. The far, let's call it, some of the Boers are going to be more radical than others.
Open up their mind. We cannot afford.
I don't know if this is louder coming in. Let me jack up the clip. One of the challenges with these clips are all from social media, are all different levels, but I can level it out myself somewhat.
Open up their mind. We cannot afford war. The whole world.
What does Louis Liebenberg mean when he says we cannot afford a war? Now, Louis Liebenberg recently teamed up with Jacob Zuma, and he's supposedly fighting with Rob Hershoff and Ramaphosa, which is something that I don't really buy. You know, these people enjoy media attention day in and day out.
This is Borjak.
And their appeal is exactly the same. We must work together. We must build a rainbow nation. We must make South Africa work. So, if they are opponents, why are they fighting for the exact same thing? That doesn't make sense, does it? But what does this old, filthy, rich boomer mean?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Hold on here.
Who's this weed? But what does this old, filthy, rich boomer mean when he says that we cannot afford a war? Who's this we that he is referencing? You see, he's talking about the establishment, the Jewish mining establishment in South Africa, and their Shabbos boys, like him, and Aaron Zerutz, and Kali Kriel, Flabais.
He's basically criticizing so far, and I'm going to play the whole thing through. He's criticizing the idea of this particular fellow saying we can't afford a war. And that's a lot of times what you have where these compromises are made over the decades. Like, well, we can't afford a war. That would be a race war. It's like in America. If we don't compromise on this, we'll have a race war and we can't afford that. We already have that. It's just only one side fighting it. That's the problem.
Peter Groenewald, all of these people, it is they that cannot afford a war. You and me, as the white youth of the world, what is it that we have to lose? Nothing. In fact, it is we that are being genocided. In fact, it is we that have our future stolen from us each and every day. Yet this boomer says that we cannot afford a war. In such a war, they know that this lie of equality will be shattered very quickly. They know that the idea that the police can hold law and order in South Africa will be shattered very quickly. And they implore us to work with this corrupt police that are aiding and abetting terrorists. So he wants us, first and foremost, not to commit to any type of freedom initiatives. And secondly, they want us to accept the authority of a corrupt police force. Is this the future that you want to live in? Is this a kind of dystopian future that you want to live in? One run by Jewish people and the Shabbos goys, all the while, me and you, we get to own nothing and be happy? It doesn't sound like a proposition that I am willing to accept, and I do not think that you need to accept it either. It is time for the white youth to stand up and rally as a racial collective. Freedom for the white man. Freedom for the Boer.
Intriguing. Hard to disagree with the basic premise. This is pretty hot right now. Moving forward, teen arrested for stealing lunches at work. All right, this is at Myers. Call to activism says, do you really need to have a special needs teenage employee arrested for allegedly stealing a lunch? They even waited until he racked up enough to press charges rather than giving him a warning. The things they do to whites, the young whites especially, or even older whites, that they would never in a million years do to anyone else. This is a type of ruthless anti-white shit we have to put up with. And I don't know the full story behind it, but we're going to watch this here. It's the typical shit we have to deal with. Let's watch this.
Hello.
Hey.
So we have James here.
Who's James?
Over here.
Okay.
He is... he works in our deli department.
Okay.
And we found out that he's just been taking... orders of chicken and fruit cups and stuff like that.
For
110? Yep.
All
right.
So they let it get above $100 before saying anything so they could mess with the kid and the police.
James, do you have anything on you need to be aware of?
Not
Don't reach for it if you do. Don't reach for it if you do.
Okay, so I have a Sharpie and a box cutter in this pocket. All I have in this pocket is my phone and my earbuds, and then in my back pocket I have my wallet.
Right, go ahead and stand up for me.
Okay.
All right, just go ahead and put your hand on the wall for me. I'm just going to take everything out. We'll get it with you.
Yeah, they're not even asking why. I mean, he doesn't look overweight or anything. Why are you taking the food? Do you need something? You know. Maybe they're not paying him enough. Would they do this if it was black? We all know the answer to that.
All this stuff yours? Like the box cutter, that's not Meyer property or anything?
That should be Meyer property.
Right? So you can come out of Meyer?
Yeah, that is.
So then I can stay here with them.
Yeah.
All right. Anything in your shoes or anything like that?
Nope.
You want to put your hands on your back? Okay. You can put your palms together. Let's drop that. Put your palms together. Palms together. Palms together. There you go. Make it easy on you, all right? Not too tight.
They let it get over $100. Why didn't they say anything at $20? They did this so he'd be a felony charge or whatever. I believe it's larceny, right? Grand larceny above $100.
Right. In most states. You get your hands out. Let me double lock them so they don't tighten up on you. I'm going to state your rights right now. I'll still read them while we're on station. No, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to have an attorney, have him present with you. If you cannot afford one, one will be appointed for you. Do you understand these rights that they've been stated to you?
Yes.
All right. Any, you have a car outside?
No, I do not.
No? Okay. How'd you get here?
I got here by walking.
Okay. Where do you live at?
I live.
So what's going to happen is you're obviously under arrest for theft. Okay, you're going to have to go back, post a bond, and then we'll get you out of here. It'll take a little or under an hour.
Okay.
Okay? I'll take this. So there's nothing – he didn't have any property on him today. This is just an active investigation.
No, because – well, earlier today before we called him back to the office, he went on break. He took some chicken and ate it in the break.
Okay.
So nothing that we need to recover or anything like that.
Okay. So just
– chicken and fruit cups.
Stuff. Box cutter's going to stay here since this is my property. All right.
All right, let's go to part two. This is what you're
in the back.
Expect.
And complained that I
my car. Thank you, sir.
Hey, all right, we'll get the video down and just.
Now there was a time when you wouldn't think of like taking anything on the job without permission.
A little bit. Awesome. Thank
but
you.
The ideal that they would do this is
follow me?
Stupid.
No, there's no active property. This is an active investigation. So I'll just meet you back at the station. This ever happened before?
No. So, yeah, I explained to them that that it started off slow. It happened a couple of times because I forgot my wallet or something. Mm-hmm. And then I meant to pay it back, and then when I had my wallet, the following day or something, I either just forgot or, I didn't know who to talk to. And then,
check spiraled?
Yeah, okay. A few months, about a month or two ago, my managers called me in the back and complained that I took too long on my breaks.
Okay.
Then I tried to explain to them that a lot of that time was because I was waiting in line to pay for the food or I was trying to grab something. And they said that if it kept happening, they would write me up.
Okay.
So,
do you have a license really quick?
I have a 10.
Apparently he's a special needs kid.
In your wallet here?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and have a seat. I'll fill you in on everything that's going on. I know you're saying a lot of stuff. I know I read you your rights. I don't want you to incriminate yourself, so I don't want you to keep talking about this.
Okay.
I already read you your rights. You can talk about it if you want, but I don't want you to. I mean, it's a minor theft.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll fill you in. We're going to go back to station, and then we'll...
Okay.
Where's your ID at?
It should be behind that thing.
This police officer probably thinks this is the biggest pile of shit he's been on in a long time.
That says Hope and B. It is expired, though.
That's all right. As long as it's something that has your name.
Holy murder monkeys get GoFundMes. Yeah, I don't know if this kid has a GoFundMe, but we're going to look here.
Yep.
Forcing him to walk through the store in handcuffs as part of a humiliation ritual? Yeah.
6607.
So he's saying basically a couple times he just didn't want to wait in line, stuff like that. And
yeah.
Sounds like they make it difficult for their employees to buy food. Maybe. When they're pressed for time. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. So much for neighbors helping neighbors, Meyer. Theft is theft. Yeah, you've got a lot of white idiots. Well... Yeah, they should have recognized the vital importance of supporting him during this time of need, making sure he had access to adequate meals and nourishments. It's disheartening to see how some individuals neglect responsibility to care for others. Meyer had every chance to handle this with compassion, but instead chose humiliation and force. This is not how you treat anyone, let alone a special needs teen. Maybe he's autistic or something. He seemed to be pretty competent. Myers doesn't mess around. They have an entire department dedicated to security. Well, they let him get above $100, though. Somebody wanted a kid to lose years of his life in prison because the kid stole their lunch. Firing him wasn't enough. Tell me the prosecuting attorney is refusing to press charges. Yeah, you got some guys that act like hard asses. Well, he's technically a criminal. But, you know, if you're running a particular establishment, you've got a guy stealing lunch... And you're at, let's say you stole $30, $40 worth of lunch. You call him back in the office and sit down and talk with him and see what's going on. Because normally white kids don't steal. Right? Once you understand the basics of race, white kids just don't walk around lifting shit right, left, and center. Yeah, once in a while you get some bad apples, whatever. Maybe some kids do it for kicks. But you understand the point I'm making. But to go through all this, just be let it get above $100, and so they could, you know, write them up. You know, well, the cop is saying this is minor. This is a minor theft. They could have handled this differently. Yeah. All right, you could say theft is theft. Yeah, true. We don't live in a normal society. You could say, well, whites don't typically aren't acting normal in the society. Well, that's because they don't feel like they have any ownership. I mean, the society's not doing anything for anyone white. Very poor way to handle shit. Glad I don't shop at Myers. You know, AI programs can tell race from x-rays, but scientists don't know how. Here's why that's bad. The findings of the study suggest that AI diagnostic systems can produce racially biased results with adverse health outcomes. Tay is breaking through right, left, and center. Now, this goes back to 2020, 2022 when they kept running this. This is MIT. Artificial intelligence predicts patients' race from their medical images. What? You just can't hold Tay back. Tay's coming through whether you like it or not. Study shows AI can identify self-reported race from medical images that contain no indications of race detectable by human experts. Oh, my. The rabbit hole is just going to keep going deeper and deeper for the denials. Yeah, AI can predict people's race from x-ray images, and scientists are concerned. This is from 2000. Some of these pieces I pulled up are from 2022, but this ain't going away. Yeah, they're having to spend all their spare time trying to run around and make AI do what it wants. But eventually, AI is just going to show you a picture of a smiling merchant every time you make it try to do something. It's not true. It's just going to be an eternity of smiling merchants back at you when you deal with AI. Yeah, it's already worked on olfactory scans. Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be AI happy. It's going to be projecting images back of a happy merchant every time you ask AI to lie. And then it's going to give you one of these famous cartoon black faces saying, shit. That's how that's going to really work, guys. AI always goes off the rails. Tay can't be held back. That's how it goes. Tay cannot be denied. It is what it is. Yeah. Reminder, deporting all illegal aliens from the U.S. is a mainstream centrist popular policy position. Let's check this out.
Deport all undocumented immigrants.
All right, 2016, this is CNN, all right? This is a CNN poll. I don't know how big it was. This is Washington Post, okay? They do real polls there. 2016, deport all undocumented immigrants. Basically, deport all illegal immigrants, which are undocumented. Same thing. Voters favoring a government effort to deport all 11 million. Well, you know it's like 50 million. 2016, it was at 38%. 2025, 56%. Wow. All right, we're heading in the right direction. Better late than never.
Deport all undocumented immigrants. Voters favoring the government trying to deport all 11 million of them. Back in 2016, just 38% of voters wanted the government to try to deport all 11 million.
It's way more than 50 million. I don't know if it's way more than 50 million. It's way more than 11 million.
Undocumented immigrants. Compare it to where we are in 2025.
Deport the faggot on the right.
56%, the majority. The American people have come a long way on this issue, much closer to Donald Trump, and I think that's a big part of the reason why Americans are increasingly saying the country is on the right track when it comes to immigration policy, and why Donald Trump's net approval rating on that issue is in the positive.
Okay. Undocumented does not mean illegal. Illegal means you committed a crime by coming here. Oh, I didn't know that. Way more than 50 million? I don't know if it's way more. It might be 55 million. It's not going to be more than too much more than 50 as far as the number of illegals here. You know, it's three times their number. We know that. Their number is like, what, 50, official number is like 15 million? Immigration is not the almighty god of economic growth. This got some traction this week. High net migration does not appear to be a sure driver of economic growth. See, some of those influential families are looking at numbers like this. And then you have the Putnam study coming out of Harvard years back saying diversity doesn't work. And this type of thing just feeds on itself. No, you mean immigration is bad for economic growth? Yeah, robots are good for economic growth. Whites are good for economic growth. Massive amounts of third world immigration are bad for economic growth. Yeah, that's what it appears to me. But 5-year cumulative change in per capita gross domestic product and net migration in the European Union and Anglosphere. Basically, it's bad news. Immigration is bad for economic growth. We could have told them that, though. Not all immigration is equal. It's not like you have Hyperboreans migrating here. The total Southwest border apprehensions last month lower than the first 2 days of March 2024. Yeah, well, you better start deporting a lot of people. Until then, I don't want to hear about it. I thought this was intriguing. Russia Today is running this. South American migrants mass self-deport over Trump's immigration crackdown, literally reversing trips. No one has any real numbers on this, though. Can I get any sound on this? There's no sound, I guess. They're showing boatloads of people leaving America, going back to South America. It's not enough. Although we're just getting started, I guess. Zero Hedge. Well, Zero Hedge is the former ABC News, definitely. I thought this was entertaining. You have these young women trying to make, what is this, some type of influencer video for their Instagram or whatever over there in Berlin. And then you have these young Mohammeds jump into the scene. It's pretty funny. Anxiety. This is Berlin. Berlin, Deutschland. Anxiety. Keep on trying me. Feel it quietly. Trying to silence me. Yeah. Anxiety. That's what I'm doing. That is why. Watching me. That is my anxiety. And it doesn't really work. Anxiety. Keep on trying me. It's like some meme, migrant right out of a meme behind the Instagram influencers in their cowboy boots. Are cowboy boots a thing in Germany? I thought that was highly entertaining. This sounds a little bit dangerous. This is a Somali guy. All right. I don't know where this is at. Let's guess where this is. Somewhere in Europe. This is somewhere in Europe. Maybe Northern Europe?
Because you're scaring women, that's why.
You came up to me and said I look lonely, you weirdo. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
And I kill men.
He says I fuck women and I kill men.
You kill men?
Yes. And if I want to kill, I kill them.
Oh. If I want to kill, I kill them.
Wow. So what's your problem?
He's taking out a camera to film them, and they're filming him. Is this London?
My problem is, I've had a report from a woman that you scared her. You're walking around. I saw you out with the women outside Primark as well.
This is England.
Why didn't you go home, sir?
Why didn't you go leave?
Because I'm not the one out here scaring women like you. Doesn't matter where you're from.
I'm Somalian. I fuck women and kill men. He thinks he's Conan the Barbarian there running around. And they allow him to act like it, too. You know? And this, of course, is the big case. Carmelo Anthony press conference starts off by attacking Austin Metcalf's dad. All right. Austin Metcalf's dad. What, did he grow some nuts and show up? I don't even know the context. Let's watch.
And all I'm going to say, so it don't be asked later, is that was disrespectful. And just shows you all the character who is not invited. He knows that it's inappropriate to be near this family. But he did it. And so I say to people, actions speak louder than words. Okay? What he has failed into is the political operatives that want to make this thing a political thing of hate, yet bigotry, and yet racism.
Uh-oh.
We have conservative operatives that have been posting nonstop about this case.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's see here. This is the first post. $1 million bail, $250,000 bail. Restraining suspect who was high on drugs, stabbing a teen to death at a track meet. Yeah, it's a little bit. Blacks are for blacks. Whites are going to have to learn to be for whites. 14th Amendment, let's see. Thanks, 14th Amendment, Republicans. Video emerges of Dallas mass shooter Tracy Haines. We didn't even cover him. Speaking directly after the shooting, four people. And these are just blacks being black. But man, the noticing. It's like it takes whites forever.
I love all my peoples, man. Nigga told me he was gonna kill me. All these niggas told me that.
Hold on, let me see here. You know what? Maybe I should just jack this up a little bit. Let me see.
He was gonna kill me. Look what happened. I love my Sandra. I love the nigga behind this camera. I love Yana. I love my nieces and nephews. All of them. I want everybody to know I love them. People named that I didn't name, trust me, I love you. I can't think right now. But I love y'all. This is my last time fucking around.
He got asked to leave, so he had every right to stab him.
I'll be seeing y'all. Last time talking to y'all. Excuse my language. But I love y'all. I know I was wrong for what I did. But I didn't want to do it. But I had to do it. I'll be damned if one of us get buried again. I'm tired of us getting buried and nobody doing shit about it. My mama gone, my granny gone, everybody gone that I love. So I can't go. I can't go. I'd rather y'all see me like this, locked up, than y'all see me dead in the ground. Real and I shit. Know that's really what y'all, come on now.
This was after he shot five students at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas. All right. Yeah, video from the shooting at FSU. Notice the content of their character. This is going pretty hard. Notice the content of their character. Yeah, this is a black guy walking around. I think he's a black guy or woman after the shooting at FSU. There's blood coming out. Sipping on a Starbucks. They don't even give a shit. Can you imagine filming that? Sipping on a drink? Unbelievable. This pretty much, that little clip right there says it all. It says more than actually all the stabbings and shootings and everything else. This says everything. Every single, all the segregationists in the South were 100% correct. Always were. It's just this video playing over and over again. It's actually more powerful than all the other stuff. All the black talk, all the bullshit anti-white talk. This is the video right here. This is the Catalyst video. Well, I'm sorry, I said Starbucks. I don't know that that's a Starbucks drink. I don't want to put the dead body on there. But just running around drinking and filming a dead body like it's nothing because she's white. Unbelievable. There's the drink right there. Not saying a word. You know. Not saying a word at all. Just sipping your drink. Cruising around. I don't know. It's almost like they're on some type of bike or something. Walking quickly. They hate us, simple as. Yeah. I think this video clip, though, got more traction in the last few days than anything else I've seen in a long, long time. Hold on, he says, not my video. I got it from an account that deleted it and also said it's not their video. I've been told this video of the victim that she survived. Okay, good thing for her. The white girl survived. I saw your post, was confused by your framing of it, was about to rip on you, but upon realizing I will not follow you into war. Maybe we were judging them by the content of their character all along. Maybe the segregationists were. So they put this up there, then realize how bad it was. This is actually more damaging than all the anti-white shit. all the stupid stuff they do online with guns and crazy stuff, this is far more damaging. Who would shoot her in the ass? I think the blood, she was shot in the abdomen. I mean, if you get shot in the abdomen, you could have blood going all down your back and everything else, depending on how she was shot, or shot in the side, something along those lines. I don't know that she was shot in the backside, but she definitely had blood coming out into her jeans. But that's just me talking. She may have been shot in the back. Unbelievable, though. What a clip. Now, this is the clip, though. Remember this one. Doesn't have time to help out, but has time to post the video. Yeah. You see, everyone's posting this image right here. I can't tell whether it's a black female or male. Not that it matters. This is it. Typical black culture. Yeah. You know? It is what it is. We can save them. We can spend trillions saving them. Yeah, okay. White people, if you ever think to approach me, I'll pokey-pokey you in the heart and leave black people alone. All right. So let's listen to this. Does it have makeup on? Looks like it's got makeup on. Is this a faggot?
Hey, to all of the people who are against Carmelo Anthony, me as a black man in America, white people, I'm telling you and I'm telling you now, you ever even think to approach...
Let me jack this up a little bit, level out the sound. Let's see here.
...approach me, bully me, harass me as a black man in America, white people, I'm telling you and I'm telling you now, you ever even think to approach me, bully me...
Approach him, don't approach him.
...harass me, think you're going to be with your twin brother...
You look like you have eyeliner or something on, or like some type of... Whatever. What do you put that... What's it called, that stuff that you put on your eyes?
Or twin whatever, and do anything to me, I too will pokey, 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 poke you as well.
Oh, we know. We know.
Straight to the heart. And that's on self-defense. This is not the Jim Crow era. This ain't 400 years ago. This ain't 1619. This ain't back in them days. Y'all don't want to end up like Austin. Leave black people alone. Y'all didn't play fair for 400 years. We ain't playing fair with y'all either.
That's their mentality. Cocoa butter on the eyes. He's got something on his eyelids. That's for damn sure. Hold on here.
But even that's not enough.
And we got General Gage chiming in. Gage cracks me up, man.
Enough, because understand that genetics are the hardware that you download from your parents. That's what you're stuck with. There's also something called epigenetics. The genes that are dormant in you can be switched on based on your environment. But the environment is also a result of genetics, your genetic expression. This is why when certain races go to certain places, they typically act the same. Black criminality is pretty much ubiquitous and similar everywhere they go.
That's true.
They act like this in Europe. There's no slave trade in Europe. What was going on in Europe? Why are Africans going to Europe raping and killing?
Well, they actually act like this every single country.
Killing and doing all the crazy shit they do because that's what they're doing. That's their genetic proclivity to be that way. So the reality is most blacks in America are just racial garbage. That's just a fact.
Whoa.
That I see. And the small percentage who are good people, which you can find, who are successful, who go to work, they actually agree, but they won't say it out loud. They'll just move out of the town. They'll move out of the ghetto and never go back. And the Jew understands genetics and goes, all right, well, we're going to get these smarter blacks to turn into these race baiters, into race traitors, and betray their own race by promoting the boogeyman of white supremacy and promoting the welfare state, and promoting the crap music that was created to destroy these people. Because
let me see. That's a pretty good clip. Let's see. All right. Okay, he's got it up on X, and they're not taking it down. Let's continue on. We've got the rest of the show to do here. see what else I've got to go over. Several more clips. If you like the show, guys, support the show. I'll be back Sunday, regular time, 5:30. Easter Sunday. Hopefully you guys got a big Easter Sunday plan. Going hunting for Easter eggs and the whole nine yards. Eating ham, which is a staple in America, or maybe a turkey. As usual, all kinds of stuff in the news. See what Trump's up to. What is Trump doing? After latest mass shooting, President Trump has asked if he would support any new gun control legislation. The gun doesn't do the shooting the people do. I have an obligation to protect the Second Amendment. Okay, he doesn't want to press any more gun, any of the gun shit. I was thinking he would make like silencers legal, which would be hilarious.
There are now two deceased following that shooting at
Fort. Every time there's a shooting, they want more gun laws.
There are now two deceased following that shooting at Florida State University. Following and amid that, is there any changes that you want to see to gun legislation? Anything you see broken with gun laws in our
country? I'm going to have to look. I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do. It's, you know, a phrase that's used probably too often. I will tell you that... it's a shame. I'm just hearing about it now. I just hear about it. I know the area very well. I know the school very well. I know everything about it. It's Florida. And we'll have more to say about it later. I have
to
see
what happens. What do you mean when you say there will be more to say about it?
Only in terms of what happened. As far as legislation is concerned, this has been going on for a long time. I have an obligation to protect the Second Amendment. I ran on the Second Amendment, among many other things.
Yeah, he doesn't need new gun laws. We don't. We need to start talking about who's committing all the gun crimes. Startling moment, Trump abruptly ends news conference, and Carolyn Leavitt yells, press out after medical emergency. Okay, we got medical emergency. This was, it's kind of funny. Dr. Mehmet Oz, as the administrator of Centers of Medicare and Medicare Services, basically they're putting him in the administration. Oh, my. MAGA and Mehmet Oz. MAGA mean girls are Trump's loyal foot soldiers. MAGA mean girls is what they call them. I don't know. I guess these are rightoid women. Is that the term for it? Well, we'll have to see. Now, this is a mean girl, Meloni. Italy's prime minister looking out for Italy. Canada needs to take notes. We need to be with the free countries. Oh, I don't know about this. She's coming in to make a trade deal with the Don. We'll see what she has to say. Islamic culture is not compatible with our European values. Well,
io penso che ci sia un problema di compatibilità tra la cultura islamica o certa interpretazione della cultura islamica.
All right, hold on. Let me take my head out of the way. Let's take a look at what she's saying here. I don't think a lot of Italian right-wingers trust her for good reason.
E i diritti e i valori della nostra civiltà. A me non sfugge che la gran parte dei centri culturali islamici in Italia sono finanziati dall'Arabia Saudita, e l'Arabia Saudita è una nazione che a casa sua applica la Sharia, e Sharia significa lapidazione per l'adulterio, pena di morte per apostasia, pena di morte per omosessualità. Credo che queste questioni vadano poste, che non vuol dire generalizzare sull'Islam, vuol dire porre il problema che c'è in atto un processo di islamizzazione dell'Europa che è molto distante da io penso che ci sia.
Meloni has controlled opposition. That's what they say. I haven't seen anything from her that would say anything else. A lot of talk, but, you know, she was coming in over a trade deal. But as far as the immigration goes, we haven't seen her cut down anything dramatically or do anything to upset the apple cart of the EU. Maybe on the fringes she does something or says something. She's one of these that said one thing and does another, right? We'll have to watch her and find out. She definitely is. She's a pretty liar. She definitely is a power player in Europe right now. So one to watch. A German high school disciplined students for making the OK hand gesture at Auschwitz and singing Germany for the Germans, foreigners out at the Bergen-Belsen Memorial. I'm surprised they didn't fry him over this. You can't make the OK hand sign at Auschwitz. It's very dicey, very dicey. But at least we got some spunky young Germans. She has a bit of a gypsy problem in Rome. I heard she has a large gypsy problem. She's a phony. Maloney is a phony baloney. Yeah, there's a lot of Europeans upset at her, but they're upset over a lot of things, and they should be. Rubio's firing of Morocco ignites a MAGA world meltdown. Peter Morocco, the Trump administration official in charge of dismantling U.S. aid, left the meeting in the White House last week to return to his office at the State Department. But when he arrived, Morocco could not enter the building. Security told him he was no longer an employee there, according to a person. Word of Morocco's firing quickly spread through Republican Party and MAGA ecosystem, startling Donald Trump's loyalists, who viewed the aid as part of an elite cohort of administration true believers. Loud voices on the right piled on Secretary of State Marco Rubio, accusing him of undermining their disruptive agenda. Abrupt determination. Well, you got to watch these neocons, and Rubio is a neocon. He'll say one thing, do a few things, make it look like he's doing something, then turn around and screw you over. Head of the IRS is ousted while the Treasury's power struggle with Elon Musk. So we've got Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced, although it is French. It's French Huguenot. Complained to President Trump that acting commissioner had been installed without his knowledge. So we got some movements, and the MAGAtards are getting upset over these movements. Now, does she have some familiar connection, family connections to Mussolini? No, Maloney has no connection to Mussolini that I know of or have ever heard. So we've got basically power plays going on now that the... now that MAGA is basically coming into focus, they're in office, they've got policy agendas on deck, they're doing a few things, and now Rubio and the neocons are making moves, is the way I read it. Bessent's grand strategy used tariff negotiations to isolate China from the rest of the world. Well, there are things the rest of the world is pissed off at. Intellectual property theft, apparently, according to the numbers of the World Trade Organization from a lot of different countries. I thought it was just America, but it's not. It's like all over the place. I don't know if they're really going to isolate them. China's on a charm offensive, but you're going to have to be on a big charm offensive when you've got all these countries lining up and different companies in these countries, even Japan, that wants serious changes before they can trust major investments in China. So on and on it goes. You know, there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of disinformation, a lot of propaganda. And the trade war is an actual war, that's for sure. U.S. plans port fees for Chinese ships to revitalize American maritime industrial base. I don't know if this is going to do it. You know, these are things they should have done long, long ago. I mean, not that it's too late. I guess it's never too late to do anything, but you've got people doing this that don't understand the fundamental fact that you have to put race first. But it doesn't mean you can't try to do all this at the same time, I guess. Would a pro-whites administration try to do the same things? Well, I think they would actually make some pretty big moves on racial issues first, to straighten that out, and before you start disrupting the economy. Because once you have things in homogenous, you have all the whites with their minds somewhat aligned, then you can take some financial pain, but they're heading for some serious financial pain with, they don't have anything lined up at the social level. You have nothing but chaos, you know, and chaos at the social level with economic pain, it's not going to work. But maybe something good will come out of it. Israel called off Iran strikes after Trump intervened. This to me is all a show. It's easily to predict this. The Israelis always want to attack Iran. The Americans have always been, the American deep state has always been apprehensive of this. There's something there. Let's the Zbigniew Brzezinski side, whoever, whatever factions he was representing, that disagree with the neocons on this point. This is one of those type of things that there is no way, shape, manner, or form is you going to attack Iran with a trade war going on, and they haven't even figured out the trade war with China. If you haven't figured out the trade war with China and you don't have anything to negotiate with all your particular trading partners, this new tariff scheme, then there's no way in hell you're going to start going to war with Iran. Now, I guess if the trade war goes south even more and the economy goes south and the stock market goes south, that's when I would think an Iran strike might be on the agenda. But I think they'll strike the cartels in Mexico first. You know? So, tariffs are just Jew tax to pay for the new Jew-Iran war. Well, tariffs aren't going to do that at all. They're trying to cook up some scheme to balance the books, and they're going to end up devaluing the money, devaluing the dollar, without addressing the root cause of the debt and the trade deficit and the budget deficit to begin with. So, it's a problem. That's a problem. You know, this is the fundamental problem. But there's no way they can afford that. We'll come back to it. This kind of surprised me. Stu Peters, you guys, it's only the beginning. This is not a meme coin. It's a war coin. This is all being done with 1,300 J-proof holders. J-proof. Imagine when it's 1.3 million holders or 13 million holders. This is J-proof. So Stu Peters brought out an anti-Semitic meme coin called J-proof. And it's going through the roof. Any of you guys in on this? J-proof holders? Dollar sign J-proof? What the hell? Bad coys never say die. I don't like calling myself a goy. I'm just not into that. Some people like that. It's not my thing. Adopting the enemy's language is not that great. Just join Real Stu Peters' J-proof strategy. Those Lucas Gage. To be clear, I hate crypto, but I had 2K and BTC just sitting there doing nothing, so I figured why not invest it? He's already up 200%. I know Stu won't rug pull and Destiny destroy his career over a meme. It makes sense to invest in our cause. What do you guys think? I need to get Dingo on the phone. Dingo, you in on this? J-proof? Imagine if it does go through the roof. I don't know. How can you buy it, though? How are they buying this? Where is this listed at? J-proof AI. I don't think you're buying it on accidents, that's for sure. To everyone that said I was a scammer that was going to pull the rug, it'd be funny if this was like a top 10. J-proof is powered by Patriots.
These people release their own meme coins, and then they just pull the rug on their investors.
Running on the Solana blockchain, the fastest and most decentralized crypto chain in the game, J-proof embodies a cryptocurrency was always supposed to be about it's owned by banks. It's not owned by banks. It's owned by private equity. It's not owned by private equity firms or government-sponsored mining operations. It's anchored and fortified by its creator, the great Stu Peters, who vows to never sell. Okay.
They're fans. They're supporters.
Is Stu going to become a millionaire off an anti-Semitic meme coin?
They just dump millions.
I don't know if there's any white nationalist bold enough to do something this crazy.
Millions of dollars worth of coins, suck up all the liquidity, and leave their investors, their fans, their supporters.
Yeah, this is, I'm not going to rug pull you. Well, this is going to get Jimmy's rustled if he makes $1 billion off this. White Rabbit Radio meme coins. Wouldn't even know how to begin that one. Crypto is Jews, I'm sure of it. They're definitely involved these days. I don't know if they were involved originally, but they definitely got involved. But when it comes to crypto, there's no government that isn't involved. Crypto's a big deal. You know, this is very sad out of Ukraine.
Забулить кожного, кожного, забулить кожного, кожного українця.
Some beautiful Ukrainian girl crying. Sumy is the target every day. The Russians keep attacking. The Ukrainians keep trying to attack. It's just a very bad situation. I know that they're still working on a peace deal. I hope for something. Some type of reasonable deal. You know, one side thinks they can get rid of Putin. I don't think so. I think even if he's dead, you're dealing with a doppelganger. Well, this is just a gigantic mess. Putin blackmailing Ukrainian civilians into committing vile atrocities by using his spies to exploit the darkest secrets. Well, Russian intelligence is ruthless. It's all just bad news. These fratricidal wars are absolutely terrible. The TKD meme coins, that's basically what he brought out, or tried to. We'll have to see how it works. I mean, a lot of people are going to be looking at it. A meme coin, J-proof, meaning Jewish proof. It's crazy. Yeah, it is heartbreaking. I'm just covering it because we're still talking about some type of peace deal. They still have both sides of the table. I mean, the Ukrainian nationalists are never going to be happy, and the Russian nationalists are never going to be happy. Only a God can save them, I guess. The left love war between white nations. Yeah. Well, they believe they can actually take out Russia without some type of nuclear apocalypse. If they could, they would have already done that. I mean, the neocons would have already done that if they could. And they have control of they have control of America, who has the biggest military. And the Russians are showing that a lot of America's military is just challenging. Tactics and all the stuff we have going on for modern warfare, you know. Yeah, it's just a tragic situation. Houthis allegedly shoot down U.S. MQ-9 drone and video footage. Now, they're talking about a ground offensive against the Houthis, but of course they're going to send in Saudi troops or something like that, or Yemeni troops. They don't want to send in U.S. Marines, which is what the U.S. Marines were for, which shows you they're not very serious about it. That's how the Empire likes to go to war. They like to have air support and everything else, and then send in someone else's army. Israel allows largest ever group of Jews to pray at Al-Aqsa Mosque. Yeah, they're marching into some type of apocalypse, or they want to march into some type of apocalypse. I don't know if it's going to happen. Israel police allowed 180 settlers to pray inside Al-Aqsa Mosque. Provokes Muslims. Yeah, but eventually they're going to do something to really provoke them. They want to burn the place down to build their final temple, the final fig leaf of the New World Order. Trump blocked Israeli proposed joint attack on Iran to pursue nuclear deal. Well, he can't afford a war. The empire can't afford a war against Iran because that could be a real war really fast. You certainly can't afford that in the middle of a trade war. Unless, of course, the economy and the stock market get so bad that they want a real war, which would be a real disaster. I think they want a war that'll like keep people distracted, like attacking the cartels while they work out the trade deal. I expect that would be on the agenda before Iran. A Jew tried to sacrifice a goat at Al-Aqsa. They've tried to do all kinds of things there. They will destroy it, not a matter of if, but when, and it's going to happen before 2030. I was thinking that the Palestinians or someone would attack Israel and magically they would just destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I was assuming that's what would happen. Hashtag Black History a Month. Is that the name? I don't know. Next Black Month or whatever, we should spam videos and pictures like this everywhere. There's a handful of hashtags, but I don't know if it's that effective. You see the numbers on videos like that. They just go viral because certain accounts are always looking for black-on-white crime and stuff like that because it's so viral right now. It's what's kind of interesting. It's being propelled for once. For once, the truth is being propelled by algorithms that pay out based on clicks. So videos like that go absolutely apeshit because accounts keep putting it out there that are monetized, which is crazy. It's going to happen before Trump's second term unless he really gets a third. It may happen in the next year or something, some type of war. I don't know. I don't know their timeline, but they do have a timeline. Now, this is out, and I'm going to play it and comment on it. I was asked to. This is a Candace Owens calls out Matt Walsh. And Candace is, she's black. She married to some, English aristocrat.
But here's my bone to pick with Matt Walsh. We have a long-running beef on the topic of NASA and moon landings because he thinks they happened. And listen, when the guys did it, it was fake and gay. I'm sorry, Matt, and it's time for you to admit it. It was just as bad. You just weren't alive for it, okay? Homies were on the moon making phone calls before the time of cell phones. Like, hey, what's up, Prez? It's me on the moon with a flag. No issues. First time we've ever flown this thing. Yeah, I don't know. We just got through the belt pretty easily. And until Matt Walsh...
It's like she's never heard what Wernher von Braun admitted to. I mean, they admitted to a lot of different things. This whole idea that they didn't go to the moon. Of course they went to the moon. They just didn't tell everyone how they went to the moon or what technology they used. You know, that's my opinion, at least.
That the mission in 69... was also fake and gay. I don't care. I can't defend you. Even if I fully agree with you about Gayle King, I won't. I literally cannot defend you. Okay, you must come to terms with the fact that NASA and space missions have always been this fake and gay. You just weren't alive for the original ones, and you.
Flat Earth is a great belief to have if you want a prison planet, which is another great meme from this particular group, Alex Jones. You want a prison planet? Flat Earth will give it to you.
Need to learn the history of NASA, of the Apollo programs, which were occult and satanic. It was literally...
Yeah, white man going to the moon is satanic.
It meant to...
There were Masons involved. There were Nazis. And I forget the other group as well.
To be an antichrist movement to make people believe in man. It's a fact. I'm going to show you guys. It's like you can look this up anywhere. Look up Jack Parsons and the Apollo program. They just wanted people.
She just went from Apollo being fake and gay to Jack Parsons.
To believe in scientific advancement.
Hey, Goyim, check out the Pancake Earth.
The guy who created the Apollo program was this guy, Jack Parsons.
It's a banking meme. It's not new.
Can you pull up this clip, Skylar? You know, this is from a podcast of science.
So you're rich, white, living in a castle, and you decide to hitch yourself to Shibu and cover him. Oh, she's something. She's something.
History Institute, Museum
yeah,
and Library.
No access in that marriage.
This is one of their podcasts, and you scroll down here, and you, again, are probably going to have to make this bigger for my eyes, but at the top here, you know, Jack Parsons was a brilliant rocket scientist, but he lived a wild lifestyle with a devil-may-care attitude. He was pretty relaxed about safety and dabbled in drugs, occult practices, and sex cult rituals. It would all eventually catch up with him, though, and quite literally, they were throwing these sex rituals, and he believed that he had...
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with the fact that they went to the moon. I don't think they went using all the technology they told us. I don't think they used the technology they were telling us they used. They had some other ingredients in there. And I don't think they revealed everything. I don't have a problem with the fact that they might have had a stage set to make sure some things didn't get revealed. And they were in a space race against the Soviets. It's a matter of national security. I think the more provocative element... in this particular space race is a particular group with some very exotic beliefs about our race and its origins. I mean, I always show this one particular image. Let me show it again out of NASA. I don't know if any of you guys understand why I show it. I'll tell you one morning. Let's see if I can pull it up. I'm pretty sure I have it here somewhere. This is Rudolf Hess at Spandau Prison. Rudolf Hess, this is the Holocaust National Museum. They have this up. This is all over the internet. Just look up if you don't believe me. Look up Rudolf Hess studying a poster of the moon in Spandau Prison. There's several of these. NASA, the Nazis at NASA, sent this to Rudolf Hess. You have to ask why. Why Hess? It's very symbolic. Hess had some very provocative beliefs. So provocative... and his influence so overwhelming, he actually influenced Goring into co-sponsoring a trip to Antarctica, and they didn't even like each other. But when you're right, you're right. You know? Why didn't they just tell people they use different technology? It would be a matter of national security. The problem is, where'd you get the technology? Well, the technology comes out of a National Socialist Germany, which I don't think would be provocative. But what would have been provocative is if that technology was teased out of ancient texts, or worse yet, even more provocative, some cave system somewhere. You know, they retrieved something from an ancient past civilization. That happened to strand a bunch of Aryans here. You know, we could get far more provocative than flat earth and at least come up with something, even if it's not true, although it'd be closer to the truth than the flat earth. At least would inspire young whites. No, I think that the truth behind the technology used is a little bit too scary. And Hess believed that. He believed that our race settled this planet just like we settled this continent. You know, 250,000 years ago, if you can get your mind around that. And I think as they start revealing stuff about who knows what, where, when, and how, like the pyramids, it's going to get more difficult to deny something was going on in the ancient past. And we're calling it out. There's no doubt about that. But I think the powers that be are all too happy, even those that know what I just said, are all too happy with diverting things into flat earth and other bullshit. I can only speculate down this particular road, and you're forced to. You're forced to because of pictures like this. And presidents, secretary of states still flying into Antarctica and all kinds of crazy shit that we can't explain. You know? Redacted was covering some bullshit the other day, shit about black holes and our government has the tech to create them. Yeah, I don't know about all that, but the idea of a super high ancient civilization that was advanced or more advanced than us, very provocative. You know. Tartaria? I don't know about Tartaria. Yeah, Hollow Earth. I think Hollow Earth was a diversion. Although Richard Byrd's diaries have never been released, they're still a matter of national security. Richard Byrd's strange death. The most fascinating fact about Richard Byrd and Operation High Jump is what he's known for. His son, of course, had another strange death. And when he was on his way to talk about Operation High Jump, supposedly. One of the more intriguing facts is before the National Socialists, during that sponsored Antarctic mission, before they actually left for the Antarctic, Richard Byrd went over to National Socialist Germany and did all the briefing. And was he a Tulist too? Did he believe in this paleo-ancient high civilization? That's what the Tulists believe. And the Tulists predate National Socialist Germany by probably centuries, given that there were other fraternal orders prior to that. That's another challenge with National Socialist Germany. It was midwifed in by Tulists and all these particular fraternal orders, which isn't uncommon. Hell, the U.S. government was midwifed in by fraternal orders as well. But it's all provocative stuff. Our side doesn't think it's relevant because Hitler died in a bunker, yada, yada, yada. It's going to be relevant one morning. You can write that down. Sign your name to it. There's too much smoke, and where there's smoke, there's fire. But flat earth is just a diversion. The truth is probably stranger than anything we can imagine. But it is what it is. And we keep on carrying on. And everything goes back to the National Socialists and what they believe as we barrel down this particular path. But the flat earth, you know, it's the perfect banking meme. It's the prison planet meme. It was during the Middle Ages, right? It wasn't ancient Europe, and no one that could read believed in flat earth. It was a perfect meme until they were running out of gold and whatnot. And then, of course, Christopher Columbus magically sails to a new world and finds all kinds of new resources. Alien rabbi retro rockets. Well, Jews do not like space. Jews do not like space. I mean, you see the allergic reaction to this stuff. So they're all too happy with the flat earth stuff. Because space, I mean, everything above our heads is named after some Aryan god or goddess. It's just a fact. And space is an entirely white ordeal. Up until they tried to make it multiracial. I said tried to make it multiracial. And we don't even know what they did, you know. Well, 99% of the universe is plasmas. So the electric universe is kind of a thing, based on fact. 1% of the universe is solid liquid mass. We humans only live in 1% of the universe. So it brings a lot of questions to the forefront. On one side, you have the physics of the 1%, which I guess would be represented by Einstein. And then you have the physics of Tesla, which would be or the physics of the plasma universe, which is probably closer represented by Tesla. But these are things they never talk about. So maybe calling it space. I don't know. We don't know how vast the 1% is or how vast the 99% is. How vast is it? I don't know. Plasmas. It's all fake and gay where it just brains in a bucket. Well, what they want is they want us constantly fighting in a maze. The people that run the maze and oversee the maze want us constantly fighting in the maze, but staying in the maze. They don't want to let whites outside the maze. Getting outside the maze scares the shit out of them. And the maze is pretty much this planet, as I would say. You know, round Earth is dualized. I think there are Earth anomalies, I'll be honest with you. I think there's probably satellite anomalies, meaning stuff rotating around the Earth, small satellites that we don't fully understand. I think there are anomalies, but flat Earth. It's an old banker meme. Hitler stated 3 times in one speech citing our globe. Yeah. It's a sphere of some kind. But, you know, we can disagree. Now, the eternal game of magical chairs until we run out of chairs. Yeah. They do not like space at all. And you get a feeling when they send out those, they send a Torah or something to the moon and it crashed before it could do its things. Yeah, grocery store opening, last news piece of the day. Grocery store opening tracks like Auschwitz. Yeah. Tracks like Auschwitz. I doubt that's what they're doing, though. Look at these guys. Everything is about the Holocaust. Everything's like Auschwitz. Yeah, I'm sure some kind of egg prices are at least of the problems, which have shoppers hearkening back to the infamous Nazi concentration camp. Jumbo Jerick Roque opened this week in Elburg, Netherlands, with a distinct exterior design, nailed tracks up to its front doors. The grocery store was built on the grounds of the old train station, and during a 7-month renovation, deciders decided to keep a few feet of tracks. So every train station made into a store is magically a reference to Auschwitz. This is the dysfunctionality. Now, this is a major media outlet. Well, I don't consider them all that great, but they're a major media outlet. And this is what you get on a night-to-night basis. An old railroad station made into a store. They keep some of the railroad tracks because, it's kind of a cool feature. But it's immediately a reference to Auschwitz. It looks nothing like Auschwitz other than they both have railroad tracks because of railroad stations. It's a bunch of bullshit. But this is what you get. Yeah. The sun is flat, too. Boring trolls, new material. Hitler came to me in a dream and told me not to donate to people like you. Okay. I don't think I'm losing anything, but that's okay. I mean, if you want to believe the earth is flat, believe what you want. I mean, there'll probably be a lot of powerful people that push that meme. I don't think it's by no reason it's coming up again. We're running out of food. We're running out of water. We're running out of oil. The earth is flat. There you go. Jews want you believing in space and aliens so you don't learn about God and whose son they killed. Well, how do you know space or the plasma fields or whatever you want to call them? How do you know they're not all connected to God? How do you know that? I mean, you literally believe, Christians literally believe someone came here from somewhere else and made something in his image and his likeness called man and then came back and died on a cross and is coming again. Where's he coming from? He's not coming from what's he coming from, the flat sun? Is he coming from hollow earth? Where's he coming from? He's coming from somewhere out there, wherever that is, heaven. Yeah, where's heaven? I don't know. So Hitler escaped past Antarctica to a new pod. Let's hope. You know, just entertain me with something beyond old banker memes. You know? Let's see here. Them trolls are not donating to Bigfoot spaces. I don't know what Bigfoot spaces are. And what that means. Is that some kind of reference? Should I ban them? Yeah. Owen Benjamin. Yeah, Owen Benjamin's big on this. There's lots of those elements that are big on this right now because there are serious doubts behind some of the information NASA put out. I mean, if you look at what Wernher von Braun said, first and foremost. But just because they withheld information and withheld technology doesn't mean they didn't go. And it doesn't mean automatically the Earth is flat. You know, it's funny how social media is used and the media in general to jump from one extreme to the other with no nuance. Yeah. All the fake moonstone is at least funny. Yeah. I don't know, guys. I'll be back Sunday, 5:30 p.m. You guys take care, and you have a wonderful weekend and a fantastic Easter. Take care. Take it easy out there. And I'll be back on Sunday, same time. Where's my outro at? Same time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard.